Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
AM 760 in HD.
This is Jay Marvin, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. This newscast is brought to you by SEIU, supporting the janitors of Houston, Texas at HoustonJanitors.org. Governor George W.
on same-sex marriage.
This is a big ruling, no doubt about it.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Caught in a money squeeze, more Americans say the rising cost of health care is bankrupting their retirement plans. Here's CBS's Bill Vitka.
Fewer than 2 in 10 Americans say they're satisfied with the cost of health insurance. Jerry Ripperger is the director of consumer health for Principal Financial, one of the study's underwriters.
Rising health care costs are eroding the financial security of American families.
Because of medical bills, Americans are falling behind in savings, and it's even a struggle to cope with basic daily expenses. While health insurance premiums rose this year by the smallest amount in 7 years, that hike, more than 7.5%, is still double the rate their pay is going up. Bill Vitka, CBS News.
I'm Jim Taylor. A growing number of Americans are without health insurance, more than 46 million now, but they still show up at hospitals needing care. Frequent flyers, nurses call them. In an effort to curb the super escalating cost, these uninsured patients are ringing up. Some hospitals are now offering their services free of charge. New York Times detailing successful programs that aim to treat chronic, costly conditions on an ongoing basis. Reporting live, Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Hours after U.S. officials laid out new timelines for the Iraqi government to put down violence, a raid on a militia stronghold. CBS's Lara Logan in Baghdad.
When U.S. and Iraqi special operations forces launched an overnight raid targeting one of their leaders here, they fought back. At least 5 people were killed, more wounded, and residents in this slum of 3 million people, half Baghdad's entire population, were enraged. Most of their anger directed at the U.S. and the Iraqi Prime Minister, who had approved the joint raid and warned this morning he would strike hard at any group challenging his authority.
The top U.S. general says the battle plan to turn the tide in Iraq may include more boots on the ground. But a small number of active duty members has gone to the Internet, establishing a site that calls on others to speak out for a U.S. withdrawal. Navy Seaman Jonathan Hutto set it up.
We believe the time is now to end the occupation in principle. And once we can get our political leaders to agree to end in principle, then we can start to have that discussion on how to properly end it.
So if stay the course is out at the White House as an Iraq catchphrase, what's in? It appears to be change.
The enemy changes and we change. The enemy adapts to our strategies and tactics and we adapt to theirs. We're constantly changing to defeat this enemy.
But President Bush, campaigning in Florida, says one thing that hasn't changed is America's commitment to succeed in Iraq. Well, it seemed like just an ordinary bust at a New Mexico mobile home. But inside, along with drugs, authorities say they found sensitive documents on a computer file from the Los Alamos nuclear weapons lab. CBS's Cheryl Atkinson's on the story.
These materials are not supposed to leave the ground of Los Alamos National Laboratory if they're not under guard and with authorized people. These are classified materials found inside the home of somebody who is apparently running a methamphetamine lab. The security implications are pretty big.
An FBI official says the documents have been traced to a woman linked to the alleged drug dealer. New Jersey could become the second state to legalize same-sex marriage. Marla Diamond of WCBS Radio says the state's Supreme Court rules on the issue today.
Gay rights advocates are hopeful. Stephen Goldstein chairs the group Garden State Equality.
The New Jersey Supreme Court is one of the most progressive in the country on gay rights and on every other social issue. That gives us optimism.
The ruling is to come on Chief Justice Deborah Porras' final day on the court. People on both sides of the issue expect a victory for gay marriage will make New Jersey a hot spot for same-sex couples. But Lambda Legal's David Buckle, who brought the case for 7 gay New Jersey couples, does not see a tidal wave.
I mean, the decision to marry is too important, and too many people want to be near family and friends when they get married.
Right now, only Massachusetts allows same-sex couples to wed. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. A state trooper has been shot in western Colorado. It happened just before 11:30 last night, a couple of miles east of the town of Rifle in Garfield County. The trooper taken to Grand River Hospital in Rifle with unknown injuries.
He is in stable condition, and they have located the suspect vehicle, and they, at this time they are searching for suspects or a suspect.
Trooper Eric Wynn says the Flight for Life helicopter was on standby. The search underway now about 3 miles south of Silt. The shooter described as a white male with blonde hair. There's no other details available now. A blizzard is coming. It's just a matter of where it's going to hit. A combination of Pacific moisture, two low-pressure systems, and a cold front all coming together over Colorado tonight and early tomorrow. Expect snow in Denver along the Front Range as well. Where and when? Still waiting. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and good morning. Well, no major worries yet this morning. If you're just making your way out, you can enjoy the ride along both I-25 and I-70. We're wide open, cutting across the city, through the tech center, looking good into downtown. Boulder Turnpike doing well both directions, and no problems in or around Boulder. Keep in mind, for your mountain drives, Highway 82 at the Independence Pass is closed for the season, however, due to snow. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of scattered showers in the afternoon. High of 62, currently 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 20 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating location. Right store, right price.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Polls are showing opportunity for big Democratic gains on Election Day. We're inside 2 weeks. DNC Chair Howard Dean will join us to tell us what his prediction is. We're getting mixed signals on Iraq. General Casey is now talking about increasing troop levels in Baghdad. Is this the October surprise? And a report says there's going to be $2.6 billion spent on this election, and most of it is going to incumbents.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee. I'm Charles Osgood. The turning over of security to Iraqi forces is the key to letting American troops come home. And yesterday, the top American general in Iraq, George Casey, talked about where we stand on that.
We are about 75% of the way through a three-step process in building those forces. And it's going to take another 12 to 18 months or so until I believe the Iraqi security forces are completely capable.
More after this.
The following is an announcement paid for by the American Jewish Committee.
Did you know that 99% of American Jews believe energy independence ought to be a top concern for our nation? That 81% believe the goal of the Arabs is not the return of occupied territories, but rather Israel's destruction? These are some of the fascinating findings reported in AJC's 2006 National Survey of American Jewish Public Opinion. The survey was released this week. There are also questions on Israel against the backdrop of the Hezbollah-triggered war this summer. And respondents are asked about Iran's quest for nuclear weapons, the war in Iraq, immigration, Jewish identity, and much more. The full survey results can be found on AJC's website, ajc.org. The findings are revealing, and in some cases surprising. While at our website, you'll find other timely information and reports, including Over a Barrel, on the crying need for greater energy independence. Visit ajc.org. That's ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Where Iraq is concerned, there are several clocks ticking. One is to the midterm elections for control of the U.S. Congress, now less than 2 weeks off. Another is ticking for the Iraqi government to take control of its own country. A U.S. ambassador there, Zalmay Khalilzad, thinks they can do it.
Success in Iraq is possible and can be achieved on a realistic timetable.
CBS News chief foreign correspondent Lara Logan.
That proposed timetable is a four-point plan to stabilize Iraq. Top of the list, cracking down on militias blamed for much of the mayhem. But how the Iraqi prime minister is supposed to disarm the very militia that put him in power, Muqtada al-Sadr's Mehdi army, is unclear.
So Logan put that to Khalilzad.
Ambassador Khalilzad, if I could ask you please, has Muqtada al-Sadr actually agreed to any of the plans that you've outlined here?
I am relying on the prime minister for what I said, which is that he's agreed to getting rid of the militias. You're right that contacts with, and we don't have direct contacts with Muqtada al-Sadr.
Today, Prime Minister Maliki singled out al-Sadr's Mehdi army militia as needing to be brought under control. Al-Sadr's stronghold was raided by Iraqi forces today in search of a top militia leader accused of commanding sectarian death squads. They were fired upon and requested backup from American aircraft, which, according to U.S. military spokesman, used precision gunfire to eliminate the enemy threat. No word on whether the militia commander was caught or killed. The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
The health effects. That's what concerns me.
Last night, Brian went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
There's a lot of information there, but for me it all came down to this. There is no safe cigarette.
Cigarette smoking causes lung cancer, heart disease, and emphysema. If you'd like more information on the health effects of smoking, as well as links for smokers who've decided to quit, find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
The Osgood File, October 25th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 56, with showers in the forecast. Now, my forecast says for tomorrow that it's supposed to be windy and a high of 44, but everybody else is calling for snow tomorrow to start tonight and then into tomorrow. Or maybe it could start earlier. We don't have any idea. So this forecast obviously is not correct. And we've been over this so many times about how hard it is to actually predict the weather here. In Colorado, and my hats are off to all my meteorologist friends who I know are up this early in the morning and are headed for work. But we'll keep an eye on the weather. I just pray that it doesn't start snowing until tonight for two reasons. One, because I would like to get out of here and at least get my business, my stuff done before it starts to snow. And two, I'm supposed to go to Rockies today to cut a TV commercial. Now, I'm not going to have a big part in it, but I'm supposed to have like a little part in one of their TV commercials, and I believe this is the one to plug their Operation Freebird, which is coming up on November 11th. That's Veterans Day, I believe, in which they're not only going to celebrate Veterans Day, but also this is their annual community project set up by Adams County Detective Larry Medina, in which they give away thousands and thousands of certificates for turkeys to needy families. And also they'll have extra pumpkins, too, so that you, if you're a needy family, you can get a pumpkin pie as well. I went and participated in this last year, and you can't believe all the people that were out there. It was huge. And we'll be out there. I'll be out there on the November the 11th for Operation Freebird. We'll have some AM760 stuff to give away, and I'll have like a little booth or a little tent there, and so you can come out and join, and there's going to be all kinds of stuff, including military bands and all kinds of games to play, and it's going to be a good day for everybody, and that's coming up November the 11th, but all of us, and there's going to be a bunch of radio stations there, not only us, but also other stations, and they're going to cut commercials today where we each get to appear in a little bit of the commercial and say that we're going to be there. So I'd like to get out there and get that done and be able to have it done before it starts to snow. After all, I really don't want to stand out at Rockies at 63rd and Federal on the in the parking lot in the snow holding up my little AM760 banner. Here I am where the snow's coming down. I don't really want to do that. So hopefully the snow will get over with. Good morning. It's good to have you along. We've got we don't know if we've got her or not. We hope to have her former Ambassador Wendy Sherman, who's been on this program before. She's an expert in the area of conflict, both in North Korea and also in Iraq. And I want to talk about Iraq again a little bit this morning. Because I want to find out what your feelings are about the upcoming election, which is now 2 weeks away, and whether this is really a referendum on Iraq and on the leadership of this country, or if there's some other issue that is driving you to vote. As you know, Marilyn Musgrave and Angie Piccioni had a debate last night, which I wanted to go to so badly and couldn't because Obviously, as I say all the time, I'm in bed by 7 o'clock, and I was dead tired last night. But I wanted to go. If anybody went to that, too, I'd love to hear how that went. I'm sure Angie did very, very well, and I just pray every single day that Angie can beat Marilyn Musgrave, one of the worst Congress people that is in the United States Congress. And I understand from looking at the newspaper accounts this morning that Marilyn Musgrave again gets into the whole gay marriage thing last night, which is, come on, Marilyn. I mean, you think that's the number one issue facing this country? So, anyway, Angie Piccioni, still time to help her out, still time to go to her website, give a little cash, still time to call up and volunteer. And I know Barack Obama was in town yesterday for Ed Perlmutter, and that's still a hot contest going between Ed and Rick O'Donnell. O'Donnell running some absolutely insane television ads, distorting Ed Perlmutter's positions and making claims that aren't true. But, our buddies at the RNC and our buddies in the Republican Party, they always have a lot of campaign cash, and they run these kind of attack ads all the time. You've probably seen the stories going on about the ad running in Tennessee from the RNC running against Harold Ford, trying to support Bob Corker. That race is real close, and there is, there's racism involved in the ad that Ken Melman and those guys are running. Anyway, I want to talk to you about Iraq, and I want to see if indeed this is a big, big, huge deciding factor for you in going to the polls. And we'll also talk to Ambassador Wendy Sherman. Hopefully, if she calls in, hopefully we'll get her on. But your calls are always welcome at 303-713-7600 as we sit here at 6:16, 16 minutes after 6, just glowing in the dark. It's 2 weeks away, and the 2006 midterm elections look like a referendum on Iraq, on the war in which President Bush and his party have lost not just the political center, but significant chunks of their base. Is that exactly what this is? Is this a referendum? Is Iraq a referendum? Is this your feeling about the Republican Party? And, if you're an uncommitted voter or an independent, uncommitted is not the right word, but if you're an independent voter and you listen to a wide variety of things and sometimes you check out AM 760, I'd like to know if this looms heavy on your mind when you go in to the polling place or when you fill out your absentee ballot. As Mary and I did yesterday and finished our absentee ballots. So 303-713-7600, four lines open. Is Iraq the nut-cutting factor for you in the midterm coming up 14 days or so?
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul,
I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM760 Progressive Talk.
I think it's important to remind people that 90% of the sectarian violence in Iraq takes place in about a 30-mile radius from the center of Baghdad. And secondly, that 90% of all violence takes place in five provinces. This is not a country that is awash in sectarian violence. Situation's hard, but it's not a country that's awash in sectarian violence.
All right, you buy that? Iraq is a country that's not awash in sectarian violence. That's General William P. Casey. It's going to have a high today of around 56. I got to get this weather forecast changed because I don't show a winter storm watch, but I know there's one in effect, or at least a warning or a watch or whatever it is. And we could get 1 to 7 inches worth of snow overnight. Now, here's what I'm asking you. I'm asking you about Iraq, and I'm asking you whether this going to the polls 13 days from today, and it is 13 days away, this is the overriding issue for you. And not only is it the overriding issue for you on this, but does it bleed over into the way you vote gubernatorially? Does it bleed over into the way you you view the state legislative races? Because I talked to some people yesterday who just told me that they were so fed up that what they were going to do was they were just going to go into the ballot box and they into the polling place, and that what they were going to do is they were just going to vote straight Democratic. They didn't care. Which obviously was joy for me. I mean, I said thank you for that. But these are people who normally wouldn't do this. All right, before we take your calls at 303-713-7600, let's talk to former Ambassador Wendy Sherman. She has 25 years of public and private sector executive level management experience. She served as a counselor of the Department of State, Special Advisor to the President, Secretary of State on North Korea, Assistant Secretary of State of Legislative Affairs, which included responsibilities for securing the department's more than $23 billion annual budget appropriation. And Ambassador Sherman, welcome back to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Nice to have you on.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Okay. Let me talk to you a little bit about Iraq, because I was posing this question out to the general audience, whether they think or agree that the midterm elections that are coming up in 13 days are a referendum on the war in Iraq, if not anything else. And now we're beginning to see the administration sort of begin to turn a little bit by moving away from staying the course. What do you make of all this?
Well, I think that changing the talking points doesn't alone improve the situation in Iraq. We had 4 deaths overnight in Iraq of American soldiers. We hear General Casey saying 2 things. On one hand, between 12 to 18 months, Iraq will be able to stand on its own. And on the other hand, he says to do that, we may need to call up more troops. So although I think the president understands he's in political hot water, and so therefore he's changing his rhetoric and trying to create the appearance of a plan, it's not clear at all that there is a winning plan that's been put forward by the administration. So indeed, I think voters ought to send a very clear message to the president that they expect a plan that can be executed, that we hold the Iraqi government accountable for taking control and taking charge of their own country, and that we have to work out a way for American soldiers to ultimately come home in a safe, secure way that leaves a stable Iraq.
On one hand, they're saying, or the president said to George Stephanopoulos, we were never about staying, I know you're laughing,
right,
staying the course. Then you have Tony Snow yesterday who says, well, you know, it's funny, we went back and looked, and he only said stay the course eight times when in reality I think it was something like 35 or 40. What kind of balancing act? I mean, are they trying to test the idea with this whole thing about timetables and goals for the Iraqi government, which you know the Iraqi government can't meet?
Well, and in fact, Prime Minister al-Maliki yesterday really bristled at the U.S. government putting a timetable of what he ought to do in place. And so I think you're quite right. And Tony Snow, in fact, said yesterday, when asked, are there dramatic shifts in policy, he said the answer is no. So the president is changing his rhetoric because we have an election in 2 weeks, but we're not sure that there are any facts that are changing on the ground. And I think, you know, whether it is stay the course or change the course or whatever the rhetoric is, what the American people want to see is that we're on a course to bring our soldiers home. This has been the deadliest month this year for American soldiers. I think since the beginning of the war, it's like the fifth deadliest month. And so Americans are seeing that this course isn't the right course, whatever the president wants to call it.
626 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Ambassador Wendy Sherman with us. Well, I ask this of everyone I have on. It's a great way to get them to open up and say what they would do. If I put the whole thing in your hands and said, okay, Ambassador, I mean, you have experience with North Korea, Russia, Cuba, Asia, the Middle East. I mean, you've had experience in all these places. How would you get us out? What would your answer be?
Well, my answer would be it's a very pretty sophisticated strategy that's necessary here. I believe that we need to say to the Iraqi government, we're not staying forever. Here's what we expect you to do. If you don't, there are consequences. We will not stick around. Right now, there are no consequences for inaction by the Iraqi government. I would call a conference of all of the countries in the region, and that might include Iran and Syria as well, because they are either going to help make this a stable Iraq, or they're going to continue to be troublemakers in the process and really bad actors in the process. And say to those in the region, you may not have wanted the U.S. to come in the first place, but we've been here. You all wanted Saddam Hussein gone. He's now gone. So you need to step up to the plate and do some work on this process. You need to help the Iraqi government. You need to stop cross-border arms coming across. You need to stop the agitation of the militias. So I would get other regional players in. I would step up the training of the Iraqi military and the Iraqi police in ways that we have not. I would also go to work on the Middle East peace process, which is very much a crucial part of an overall Middle East strategy that the Bush administration has not been engaged in. This is all very difficult. Every day it gets more difficult because the hole the Bush administration has put us in. And I think it is very, very crucial that voters go to the polls and vote where they want the future of our national security to go, and I don't think it rests with a Republican-led Congress.
Yeah, I don't think so either. We're just about out of time, but I want to get your reaction to a John Tierney column yesterday that was in the New York Times, which points out that one of the reasons why the Iraqis can't get it together is because they're Klan-oriented and they really don't want to.
Well, you know, it may be, as I think some people have suggested, that we need to move to a federal system, which is in the Iraqi Constitution. I think Senator Biden has called for this often, where you allow some autonomy for the different parts of Iraq, because it was a cobbled-together country, so that you have the Kurds in the north and the Sunnis in Baghdad and the Shia in the south. But you have a strong central government, particularly for allowing how the oil proceeds are going to be used, and that there be some national security, but that you create a federation, which is an acknowledgement of some of the Klan mentality of Iraq. So I think there are solutions here, but every day we stay as we are, even if we change the rhetoric, even if we change a few of the tactics, it is going to be much more difficult to achieve that goal.
Boy, I'm with you 100%. Ambassador, thank you so much for coming back on the program. It's always a joy to have you on.
It's a pleasure. Take care now.
Thank you. There's Ambassador Wendy Sherman, and we thank her for coming on. Now, I want to get your calls on this, and I want to know if this is an overriding concern for you going into the voting booth 13 days from now, or even if you're doing your absentee ballots. Is Iraq an overriding concern, and do you consider your vote to be a referendum on Iraq's policy? 303-713-7600. I should rephrase that. I should say, do you consider it to be a referendum on this country's policy on Iraq? Thank you, Jay, for making that clear. 303-713-7600. I have four open lines, and I'd love to know how much this, you know, not only plays if you're voting in a congressional district, but also how much this plays over into the gubernatorial, into the legislative, because are you basically, what I'm trying to ask, and I'm searching out there frantically here this morning for independent voters, the few that we might have listening at this time of the morning, whether you want to call up and tell me whether you're just soured, as soured can be, on the Republican Party, and you're going to vote Democratic this time all the way down the line, because, as I said, I had several people say to me yesterday, okay, I don't like the Republican Party. I'm tired of them all of them, and I'm going to vote Democratic, which, of course, made me feel happy. But I just would love to know if this is an overriding concern with you. 303-713-7600, 631, 29 minutes before 7 o'clock. Okay, Gina, I'm totally and completely out of line here weather-wise.
Yes.
All right. What does your weather forecast say?
Well, it's going to be cloudy and breezy today. Looks like we could get some showers here in the afternoon. And then we've got a big storm coming in later this afternoon and for tonight. Winter storm watch, according to what I have here.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
That's not what you have?
No, of course not. Okay.
Okay.
I said, that's all I need to know. Because, all I pray is that it holds off until, say, around 4 this afternoon.
Yeah, well, it's going to be bad for us in the morning, though.
I got a four-wheel drive vehicle.
Okay. You're going to need it, I think.
Oh, you know something, though? The streets are not that cold. And here's the other thing. Whenever we have these, and I could be wrong about this, but have you ever noticed this? Whenever we have this, the media gets hyped up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you know, you better have all your resources together. And then what will end up happening is it'll be a foot and a half on the grass.
Yeah, it'll peter out, so to speak.
So we're not telling you not to be aware of this and not to keep your eyes and ears open. We're not telling you not to do that, but we're telling you that we can only tell you what we have, I guess. All right, how's the traffic look this morning considering it's dry?
Okay, Jay, well, it's pretty uneventful for city highways. That means you got a wide-open drive on I-70 out of Wheat Ridge, no delays to DIA. I-25 southbound on the increase from 104th to 84th, no surprise there. 270 busy, I-76 to Vasquez. And the only real problem we're dealing with is off the freeway. We have a big mess over on eastbound Lincoln Avenue just east of I-25. A truck hit a cow there. Crews are still trying to help out that driver. Doesn't look like it's serious injuries, but it looks like it could be there for a bit longer. So steer clear of that. Weather today, mostly cloudy and breezy. Chance of scattered showers.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. I got Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight. and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Time to shop for a new all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive vehicle to help you get through the winter driving conditions, and you may need that tomorrow morning. There's no question about that. And Rockies always does a great job of getting in the mood for the holidays. We've got Halloween coming up, and if you go by Rockies, so whether you buy a car or you don't buy a car, you can get a free jack-o'-lantern. They got free pumpkins there that you can take home, one per customer and for your family, and those pumpkins are pretty nice looking too. So big jack-o'-lanterns out there. See my friends out there. See them all. Colby and the Al Shears, Tom and Marv, and Spanky Herrera, and Gerard Menard, and Freddie Labrato. All the folks at Rockies work very, very hard to make sure that you're extremely happy. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. See the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask Steve. He handles that. They're open tonight until 9. Rockies Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982. That's Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
By the way, if you missed any of the interview with Ambassador Wendy Sherman, you can check it out on podcast at am760.net. Good morning, 6:37, 37 minutes past the hour. Winter storm warning, actually watch in effect. And we could get between 1 and 7 inches of snow by tomorrow morning. High today should be around 56 and possibly some showers. I'm asking about Iraq and how Iraq affects your midterm decision here to vote. Is this midterm election a referendum on the war, yes or no? With stories this morning about more U.S. troops may be Iraqi-bound. And now there's a grassroots group of troops who are petitioning Congress for a pullout from Iraq. These are more than 100 U.S. service members who have signed a rare appeal urging Congress to support the prompt withdrawal of all American troops and bases from Iraq. And the organizers said that this is legal and that they're going to get involved in it. All right, let's go to the phones, and we go to Crystal on a cell phone. Crystal, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, God, here I go again.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I'm an independent voter, and yes, I'm voting Democrat down the board.
And is this hooked up to Iraq?
It's actually hooked up to everything. It's the economy. I lost jobs in the past, 2003, I lost a job in Singapore right after the Trade Act was signed by George Bush. And in 2005, my site up here in Fort Collins closed down as all of our work was sent to Mexico. Done with it.
So for you it's everything. It's Iraq, it's jobs, is it the spiraling cost of health care, is that involved?
Yes.
In there too?
Yes, I was actually eligible for COBRA both times and I couldn't afford it, so what was the sense?
So you just want to take the country in a different direction?
Yep.
Now
we need to change.
They keep saying, and conventional wisdom keep saying this. And when I say conventional wisdom, I'm talking about the mainstream media, because you can read it in any article. As a matter of fact, let me quote this from you, to you from ABC.
Mm-hmm.
It says,
An improving economy notwithstanding, opposition to the war remains the prime issue driving congressional voter preference. But you're telling me, you're telling me that the economy for you and your world is not going that well.
Oh, hell no.
So what, they're not living in your world, or they're just repeating conventional wisdom and it really isn't so? Or maybe this is the reason that incumbents and that the Republicans are not getting much traction out of this whole issue of the economy?
Yeah, every time they speak about it, I go, yeah, right. God.
Yeah, I think most of us do, don't we?
Uh-huh, exactly.
All right. So would Iraq be at the top, or would it just be in there amongst everything else?
Just in there amongst everything. Well, see, Iraq, when he first said he was going to go to war with Saddam Hussein, my first thought was, okay, what did he do now? And when I found out that he was going to war with Iraq because he wanted to get Saddam Hussein out of office because he killed all those people in the 80s, all I could think of is, well, his father found that out, so why are we going now? What did he do?
So you have,
it didn't make sense.
So you haven't been with it. You haven't been with it since the beginning.
Exactly. He told me exactly what I needed to hear when he said. Besides, he tried to kill my daddy, and I did hear that on the news. I never saw it again. It was pulled big time, but I was sitting there in front of a 60-inch TV, and I watched him say. Besides, he tried to kill my daddy, and that's when he made that whole thing in Iraq personal. And as the president of this country, you cannot do that.
All right, Crystal, thank you. I appreciate the call, and drive safe.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, you got it. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. When you go into the voting booth, is Iraq the determining factor? Or if you're like me and you vote, like Mary and I, and you voted absentee, is Iraq the determining factor? Here's Lee on a cell phone. Lee, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
You know, I'm doing fine. Wish the country was doing as well.
You got it.
I would say that there are so many factors, and I think that the media has it absolutely wrong. I think Iraq is a piece of the puzzle, so to speak, and a very important piece, because it's going to drive so many factors down the road. Economically, how much money will we have to put towards social agenda if we're spending all this money for the next 30, 40 years paying off the debt that we're incurring in Iraq? So obviously Iraq is a huge piece of the puzzle. But there's so many other factors. There is the economy. I know a lot of very educated people in the high-tech industry who have seen their jobs disappear. And it took them years to get rehired. Some got rehired in the same companies, in the same positions, but at a 30% pay cut.
Yeah, I've heard those stories, too. So I've definitely heard those stories. Or they get transferred out of their job into another job at a lower amount of money.
Exactly. But either way, most of them are making about 30% less than they were when the Bush administration came into power. There's health care. It's ridiculous that we're this far into the 21st century where the most strongly scientific developed country in the world, and yet what is it, 50 million of our population, one-sixth of our population now goes without health insurance.
That's very true.
You want to talk about being moral, that's the most immoral thing. I can't believe that we as a country that's predominantly faith-based, and I don't care whether it's Christian or Buddhist or Islamic, that we tolerate this type of treatment of our own citizens. There's the whole issue of what's happening with the legal environment in this country, the erosion of our personal rights. And these things are all Republican-driven agenda. I'm an unaffiliated voter, but I can guarantee you that when I step into that voting booth, it's going to probably be a straight party ticket for me, talking Republican.
But you say you're an unaffiliated voter, but if there was a decent Republican out there, you'd vote for him.
I have in the past, but not this time. not this time. And the reason being is that I believe that we need to send such a strong message out there that this time I'm going straight Democrat. I voted Green Party. I voted Republican. I voted Democrat. I mean, I voted whatever the person who was running that I felt was the clear choice that would push forward the agenda that I thought was best for our country. But this time, I think the Democratic Party is that party, straight down the board.
All right, Lee, thank you. Thank you for your honesty. I appreciate the call, and have a good day and stay warm.
You too.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. And is the Iraq War the main thing that is determining here how you're going to vote? And I'm loving this. I want to hear from Republicans. I want to hear from independent voters. I want to hear from those of you who consider like Lee, that consider yourself to be unaffiliated. I want to hear from all of you. And also, if you're Democratic or you're Republican, and yeah, I mean, if you're Republican, you're conservative, and you want to call them and say, look, I'm voting Republican, and here's the reason why, that's okay, too. 6:45, 15 away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Instant message me at am760.net. This show streaming.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Frank and AM 760 Progressive Talk broadcasts in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
AM760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the front range have been showing their support of AM760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to AM760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM760.
It's 47 minutes past the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Boy, isn't that sleeping weather nice, because, you know, the leaves are falling, the snow's coming, and it's these cold nights that makes it so that you really feel like falling asleep. Well, you know something? If you're not getting the right sleep and the good sleep that you need, maybe it's your bed. That may be the problem. But you know what? I know how you can sleep better all year long. We're talking every single day of the year. It's with a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. Mary and I have had ours for 8 years. We've moved it all over the country. And I'm going to tell you something. No bed, and I'm talking no bed, comes close to even beating it. With a Sleep Number bed, you can personalize your sleep every night. You simply set your sleep number, and your mattress will be as firm or as soft as you and your body need to get more deep, restorative sleep. You can make it, you know, anywhere you want. I mean, mine's usually between 75 and 80, but I've had it up as far as 85, too. Visit a Select Comfort store today to find your sleep number and see what a difference this personalized comfort can make in your sleep. And this month, you can join Select Comfort as they commemorate 5 years as the official bed provider of the Ronald McDonald House Charities, with 4,000 beds and over 7,800 pillows donated to Ronald McDonald Houses across North America. Select Comfort is helping families sleep a little bit better during a very, very stressful time. And now you can help, too, because a portion of all the proceeds from beds, pillows, and sheets sold in October will go to the Ronald McDonald House. Plus, Select Comfort has partnered with celebrities from TV, movies, music, and sports to support the Ronald McDonald House. You can even register to win an autographed signature bed by finding your sleep number at a Select Comfort store nearest you. Now, there are over 400 Select Comfort stores across the country, but check this out. We've got brand new stores here in the Denver, Boulder, Front Range area. You can now select from select comfort stores because they're located in 10 major malls, now in 10 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand new location at Southland Mall.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great fight tonight. In one corner, a freshman state legislator. In the opposite corner, it's the well-heeled lobbyists.
I tell you, Bill, the odds are really in favor of team lobbyists. In Colorado, there are 11 of them for every legislator.
And $1.6 million in gifts and entertainment packs quite a punch. And we're underway.
Here come the lobbyists, waving free avalanche tickets, ski passes, golf at an exclusive private club.
Uh-oh, team lobbyists just sent in their heavy hitter, a recently retired legislator. He's an expert at working over his former colleagues and friends. Oh my, he's throwing a real haymaker, a $600 portable computer. She takes it. Down goes the legislator. Once again, the lobbyists win and good government loses.
Amendment 41 bans lobbyist gifts to government officials and imposes a two-year waiting period before they can lobby. Give good government a fighting chance. Vote yes on 41. For more information, visit www.voteyeson41.com. Paid for by Coloradans for Clean Government.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 56, some rain in the forecast. We have a winter storm watch in effect for later on this afternoon into the overnight hours. Could get 1 to 7 inches of snow tomorrow. And I'm asking the question here about going into the voting booth. Is Iraq truly the referendum? I mean, is that the main question here when you go into the voting booth or if you vote by absentee ballot? 303-713-7600. Let's go to John on a cell phone. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. See, I've been an independent voter for 30 years, and a lot of people that talk about independence, they think they're just liberal, and I haven't been. I basically am a fairly conservative guy, but I can tell you that the war was part of my decision, but a lot of it had to do with the incompetence. You can't run a government based on ideology. You have to run it on facts, and you have to run it on a solid basis of how you set up your economy. And I believe that this government was based on ideology and the good old boy network. And I think it's cost this country a lot. So we need to make a big change.
Yeah, they used to brag. They've stopped doing it, but they used to brag, at least at the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue level, that they didn't really care about reality. What they cared about was basically ideology and their vision of the quote-unquote future. So I think you've hit the nail on the head right there.
Yeah, and I'm one of those crazy people that actually read all the amendments and everything before I vote. But the other thing, too, is that I voted an absentee ballot this time, and that's the first time in the history of when I voted. My wife and I both did because I'm not trusting the voting machines.
Yeah, and I did. Mary and I did too.
And that scares me a little bit that we would have to go to that in this country. And we have a lot to fix in this country. We've got a real mess going on here. But I think that if the Democrats, it's odd. For a long time, I thought the Republicans always just wanted to keep what they've stolen, and that the Democrats, they just wanted to spend money that they didn't have. And right now I feel like the Democrats probably have a better solution. I think there's probably some good Republicans that are going to get thrown under the bus just because of the wave of what's happening. But I think there's good people in Congress. I think they need to step up, and we need to take care of this thing. And George Bush needs to, go away, basically.
Well,
I don't think they should impeach him, but I think they should just, limit his powers.
I agree. The only thing I would say to any Republican is, why didn't any of these members of Congress, and some did, but not enough, why didn't they stand up and hold this guy accountable for some of this stuff?
Well, they were afraid of Karl Rove, I think. Karl Rove, I think, has done a disservice to the country by the way that he's approached attacking everybody, and doing it in the press. And I think that there were a lot of the people in the press that lost a tremendous amount of credibility, at least with me, based on not checking out the facts before they put it out, and they were just taking Republican talking points and putting it on the air. And after a while, I mean, I don't watch it. I started listening to you. I was listening to both you and Rush, and I think Rush is I think he's pathetic. He's not getting it. If you guys at least want to hear both sides of a situation, and Rush Limbaugh actually hung up on me one day, you know, because I had a question for him about his facts, and he didn't like it, and he basically hung up on me.
Wow.
So I was a little disappointed in that. So I listened to both sides, and I feel like you guys have a more fair approach to the thing. And I hope everything, you know, works out where people will listen to what you have to say, because I think you're pretty fair about what you do.
Thanks, man.
The only thing is I can't stand. I want to see you standing out in the snow in your parka and your shorts.
Yeah, that figures. I knew there was something hidden in there somewhere. Thanks, yeah. John. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
bye.
See ya. Let's go to Steve on a cell phone. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, my solution for Iraq would have been a long time ago. Would have been to put the Iraqi people to work to rebuild Iraq instead of bringing American companies in to rebuild Iraq. I think that was a little insulting right there.
Yeah, you know, Mary and I had the same conversation yesterday watching all of the chaos there unfold, and we were talking about that. If all of these folks had goods, services, and jobs, do you think they'd have enough time to be fighting each other? I don't think they would be.
No, I don't think they would be either, and they sure as hell wouldn't blow up something that they just rebuilt themselves.
Right, exactly.
You know, but, you know, that's the American way, you know. We're going to bring an American company in so that we can rape and pillage the village, you know. And the Republicans have always been that way. And with like the gentleman said before you, you know, he was a conservative, and he always thought being a conservative was they were a conservative, and the Democrats were the ones who spent money that they didn't have. Well, it's astounding to me that Democrats might spend money that they didn't have, but the money that they didn't have went back to the people. The money that they didn't have sure as hell didn't go overseas into another country, far less into corporations' pockets like we're doing now. You know, I don't understand so many working people in this country. I don't understand them. So many working people in this country vote Republican. You know what? Anybody out there that's working that votes Republican, first of all, you're not wealthy enough to vote Republican. Second of all, the Republicans don't give a damn about the working Republican. They care about the people who are sitting back drinking Kool-Aid and running corporations. That's who they care about.
Well, that's right. That's their big. That's their contributor base.
And until the Republican, until the Joe Blow average Republican can understand that, you're going to get this kind of administration every time people vote Republican.
Yeah, I would agree. I think people should all try to hunt down that DVD, The Selling of Iraq. You'll see that stuff. You'll see it's not a Republican or a Democratic issue. It's an issue of you got people in this administration and you got people involved in this whole project who are making money hand over fist,
right,
while Iraqis are getting nothing, and the people that are
right
footing the bill for this are you and I. It's the taxpayers.
Right. How can Wall Street hit the highest it's ever been? How can Wall Street hit 1,200 points when we've just laid off 100,000 American workers in Detroit through General Motors and Ford? How can that hit 1,200 points? Something's bogus with that also.
Yep,
I don't know when people are going to pull their head out of the sand and start voting for American interests other than oil.
You know what? American people. I agree 100%. Stephen, thank you, man. Stay safe. And thanks for the call. I got to run. Take care. All right, coming up next, I'm going to introduce you to a guy who thinks that we should put Saddam Hussein back in power in Iraq. I kid you not. You laughed at me when I brought it up. Just wait.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenevy. Is it a rebound for the nation's largest automaker? General Motors releasing its third quarter earnings statement, and while we still see red ink, there are signs the company's turnaround plan is having an effect. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor for details.
GM shareholders have reason to smile today, Jim. Yes, the company posting a loss, $115 million worth in the third quarter, but excluding what are known as special charges, General Motors says it would have earned $529 million during the period. The loss for GM is about 20 cents a share. You compare that to the loss of $2.94 a share 1 year ago. The number's beating Wall Street expectations, and that's a huge deal, symbolizing the company's turnaround, Jim.
Federal Reserve policymakers meeting today, and what about those interest rates? Correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Most analysts are convinced interest rates will be left alone, at least for now. If they're right, it would be the third straight meeting the Fed has refused to change rates, creating a little stability for borrowers heading into the holiday shopping season.
President Bush holds another news conference this morning, 2 weeks to go before the election. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent, White House correspondent Mark Noller for a preview.
Jim, what's unusual is that this will be the second formal White House news conference in 2 weeks, and that's unprecedented for President Bush. We're told he'll use his opening statement to discuss the situation in Iraq, including yesterday's announcement that Iraqi forces could take over all security operations in a year to 18 months. Mr. Bush has made his policy in Iraq a top issue in his campaign to keep Republicans in control of Congress.
Iraqi special forces were on the move again today, targeting a death squad leader, correspondent Lara Logan.
What we know from the U.S. military is that they launched a raid inside Sadr City to target a leader of the Mehdi Army militia that is founded and led by Muqtada al-Sadr, the anti-American cleric. And during the course of that raid, which was carried out by Iraqi special forces and also American Special Operations Forces, they were attacked. Gunmen fired upon them, and they returned fire.
At least four reported killed, one injured. There's been no word on the status of this alleged death squad leader. Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki today vowed to target militias responsible for much of the violence in Iraq. Sensitive files from a super-secret government lab turning up in a mobile home during a drug bust. Cheryl Atkinson reports.
The data was found at a house not far from the laboratory in a trailer park when police in Los Alamos made an unrelated bust, a domestic violence call and a drug call. When local police made this call at the home at the trailer park, they found what appeared to be classified information.
FBI agents reportedly traced the files to a woman acquaintance of the drug suspect. St. Louis has a 2-1 lead over the Detroit Tigers in the World Series. Game 4 tonight, Tigers manager Jim Leland.
Obviously, you'll have to get some hits now and then off good pitches. And if you don't, you're in trouble.
S&P futures down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Somewhere between what a person is saying and what they're not saying, between what a person wants and what they need, lies understanding. For every client, everywhere, UBS has the distinct ability to listen. But more importantly, the commitment to understand. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking. And committed to a relationship we call you and us. Member SIPC.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. The Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Buy four Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver Package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11:30:06.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Traffic stop in western Colorado ends with a state trooper shot. It happened near the town of Rifle. Just before 11:30 last night, the trooper was taken to Grand River Hospital in Rifle.
But no, they did have a Fight for Life on standby. The last information that I received is that he was in stable condition and he was going into surgery.
Trooper Eric Wynn says the suspect fled the scene. The vehicle was found a short time later. A search underway south of town, the town of Silt. A Denver cop and firefighter both helped deliver a baby girl yesterday morning in the parking lot of her area campus. Dad, Andrew Minston, says he asked the female officer if she'd ever delivered a baby before.
And she said to me, she said, well, I grew up on a farm and I've delivered a lot of cows.
Eventually, Andrew and Joanne welcomed their third child, Hannah Brittany, into the world from their front seat of the Jeep. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we did have this crash involving a truck and a cow that had really slowed down eastbound Lincoln Avenue just east of I-25. Looks like that's starting to shake loose. If you're hopping onto the freeway there, we've got a steady stream of traffic for you along I-25 north from Dry Creek all the way to Hamden. Not bad through the bridges, and so far no delays getting into downtown. C-470 looks good across the foothills and through Littleton. Lakewood, speed's already down to the 20. As you hit Federal on eastbound 6th coming up to I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly cloudy, breezy, chance of scattered afternoon showers, 62, currently 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Check out KeyBank's home equity loans, all with no closing costs or annual fee. They're a smart way to get the money you need.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Today. Then a winter storm watch is in effect for this afternoon and tonight. And we could get 1 to 7 inches worth of snow. Okay. Is Mr. Van Hoffman there? I talked about this on the air, and people went, I mean, I got tons, and I mean tons, of emails about this. Nicholas Van Hoffman is... a Pulitzer Prize losing author of 13 books, including Citizen Kahn, about Roy Kahn, and a columnist for the New York Observer. He is also the Howl columnist for TheNation.com, and his article analyzes the death toll in Iraq and calls for Saddam Hussein to be returned to power. And Mr. Van Hoffman, welcome back to the program, and good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
I got on the air here a couple of days ago and said, what about the idea in solving this whole thing of bringing Saddam Hussein back to power? But I did it as a way to kind of point out how absurd things have gotten over there and how out of control they've gotten. But what you're talking about in your article, Escape from Iraq in The Nation, you're serious about this, aren't you?
No. This is El Tongo in El Chico.
Doggone it. I thought maybe you'd get up there and say, I'm serious about it, Jay. Stop it. So you're basically, though, saying the same thing I'm saying, which is, yeah, he murdered all these people, but you know, it looks like a drop in the bucket compared to the damage that we've done so far.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, I'm speaking facetiously here, and only facetiously. He was a retailer of death, and we seem to be wholesalers.
So if bringing Saddam is back is not really a viable or a good idea, and you know his rule of thumb, I think, in the country used to be this. It used to be that there was no killing allowed. That if anybody was going to do any killing, that I was going to be the one to do it. But now that he's out of power, everybody's into killing.
Yeah, it's freelance.
You got freelance. I mean, you got all kinds of people running around there, from criminal gangs to militias. How in the world do we sort all of this out and extricate ourselves from a situation in which everybody, I think, on the political spectrum would say that we're stuck with no good options?
Well, now are we going to be kidding or are we going to be serious?
Well,
which way do you want to go here?
Let's be serious, because the kidding part about bringing Saddam back is not going to, I mean, nobody's going to swallow that fish.
Okay. All right. Seriously, let's not talk about options that don't exist, you know, such as, we're going to make this a wonderful government and it's going to do all that stuff that we were told 4 years ago was going to happen. We have very, very few choices. We also have some worries, which is if it keeps going the way it's going, we are going to get to a point where we will have trouble getting out of there. I mean military trouble. Every day it would appear more Iraqis, for whatever motives, are taking up arms against us. At some point, we may look at the possibility of an American Dunkirk, where we are going to have to get out of there and leave all our equipment.
Well, when you bring up that more and more Iraqis are taking up arms against us for whatever reason, I think a lot of it has to do, the administration casts it as being, and we heard the president say this over the weekend with George Stephanopoulos, well, Al-Qaeda's there, they're very dangerous, they're operating inside the country, they're lethal. But don't you think that the majority of the Iraqis who are fighting for two reasons? One, because there has always been this animosity between Shiites and Sunnis, and that they are clannish, and that they have a tendency to be that way, and they've always been that way. And the other thing is they just want us to get the hell out because they're tired of the chaos and violence.
Well, certainly, I would assume that would be the latter would be a big motive. When it comes to the thinking about or talking about what Iraqis may think or not think, I always say this to myself: I don't speak Arabic, I'm not a Muslim, I've never been to Iraq, I don't know what they think, and when I hear a lot of stuff on television or read it in the papers about what they think, the first question I ask myself is, if the person talking doesn't speak the language, even doesn't speak the language, but speculates about what they think, I don't pay any attention to it. So I think we are caught in a situation where most of us really, really know very little about these people. So that we're forced, if we're going to be practical, to confine our thinkings in a very narrow band, because we don't know what they really want or don't want. I've heard so much stuff about Sunnis and Shias by the experts. I mean, the air is clogged with experts who tell us contradictory things. We just don't know. Most of these experts aren't experts, and they don't know. And that's been the problem. It's the problem with an administration full of ignorant jerks who made all kinds of decisions about stuff they knew nothing about. And we're still blundering around in a world that we are mostly ignorant of.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. On the line with me, Nicholas Van Hoffman from The Nation magazine, Escape from Iraq is the column. Yeah, I agree with you 100% that most of us don't know anything. What about this idea? What about allowing them to have a nationwide referendum on whether they want us to stay or go?
Well, you know, we've had a number of these votes there, and I think it's three of one sort or another in the last few years. Every time we've had one, they've told us that this was a great step forward and that the Iraqis were on the verge of democracy. And when we find that they really were on the verge of was increasing chaos and anarchy, I don't know. You know, let's have another vote if we can do it. I'd hate to try to have an election under these circumstances with everybody shooting at each other.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we all know what this situation is. It's absolutely appalling.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's terribly, terribly out of control, and there doesn't seem to be, among anybody, there doesn't seem to be any really good answers except redeployment and getting out. And I wonder how much worse off they would be if we weren't there.
Well, we don't know. They might not be any worse off. And I'll tell you, from the point of view of the soldiers, I have a son who's put in a year there in the Army, and you know, when you're in a situation where you don't even know who you're fighting, much less why, you have to ask yourself, what's going on here? I mean, how can we continue this way? We have no idea really who we're fighting. Every day it's somebody new, it's something different. This is a madhouse.
Yeah, it is a madhouse. There's also this idea, I think his name is John Tierney, wrote it, I believe, yesterday in a column in the New York Times. There's also this idea that the reason that the Iraqi government can't get it together and the reason that they can't get things together is because they don't want to get things together.
Well, look, first of all, we know a chunk of the Iraqi government doesn't exist. We know that the Kurds have their own independent country already going there. Then you have the rest of the country, the government. We know that they're... their loyalties are to different regions, different tribes, different
right.
Religious groupings, etc.
Which is what he was pointing out.
Yeah. It is, as you know, and even these idiots in Washington are beginning to, you know, say that it's a completely ineffectual government, but it is the result of three elections.
To me, the only way out of this thing is to sit down with them and say, either pull it together or we're gone.
Well, you know, seems to me we keep saying that.
But we really don't. I mean, this latest mumbo-jumbo that's coming out about timetables, benchmark objectives, and all of this stuff. But what are the consequences for not meeting those objectives, and there is no consequences. And then the other thing is, where these folks, I think, are being disingenuous, is Maliki can't turn around to the Mehdi army and tell them to disband and stop, because they're connected into the government. I mean, they hold seats
and
in the parliament.
He's politically obligated to them.
Yeah, right. He's politically obligated to them. So what's he going to do? Is he going to turn around and say to them, okay, drop your weapons tomorrow or else? Or else what? They're going to laugh at him.
Yeah. So I am also concerned about our people in this situation. And maybe that's because I am the parent of a soldier who has been there. Thank goodness he served his time there. I hope they don't send him back. But what about our people?
Yeah.
I mean, what are they dying for? What are they being maimed for? These are our people. This is terrible.
I agree. All right, so if we can't bring Saddam Hussein back out of his jail cell to run the country...
Well, at least we could put that statue back up.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, exactly. All right, what about phased withdrawal linked to a warning to the Iraqi government and the timetable and the idea of bringing in other countries around the region... and trying to sell them on the idea that they have an interest in a stable Iraq and extricating ourselves?
Well, we got to be careful about this withdrawal business. I mean, you know, there are some military realities here. you can't, in a situation like this, it would seem to me militarily very imprudent to cut that force below a certain point in a phased withdrawal situation, because we run the risk of making our people very, very vulnerable. I mean, they're working in a very hostile situation.
All right, how about this idea? How about we just get out, period, and whatever happens, happens.
That may be what we need to do. I mean, because we've got to get our people and our equipment out there intact. And that has to be the first consideration.
All right, Nicholas Van Hoffman, thank you so much for being on the program, and I guess you and I are not going to get the Saddam Hussein option to work.
Well, at least we could sell, we could get the franchise for Saddam Hussein bobbleheads.
Right, exactly. Thank you so much, and hope to have you back on again soon.
Well, love to do it.
Okay, thank you very much. There's Nicholas Van Hoffman, and he was doing the same thing I was doing, which was pointing out that the situation is so damn absurd, and that there were a lot of people who thought the other morning, I was serious when I started talking about, well, we should bring Saddam Hussein back. I mean, good Lord, the place is, he said, and it's true, I believe this.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
East of I-25. Weather today looking for mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of scattered showers in the afternoon, high of 62. Tonight, a winter storm watch, currently 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that protects you on the road can protect your most valued possessions. AAA Insurance for auto, home, and life. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA to find out how easy it is to switch and save on AAA Insurance. And don't forget to ask about their special member pricing.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family's impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with the results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch, it's valuable instruction, where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the Stock Investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. All I ask is that you pay the shipping and handling. To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, get ready to write down this phone number. Call 1-800-894-6433. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-894-6433. That's 1-800-894-6433.
This year, every vote counts. Who are you going to vote for? In AM 760's Progressive Radio Star Contest, the finalists competed.
I am your host.
Welcome to our show.
And we threw them a curveball.
We have some callers coming in. The first is Max. He's online, too.
I want you to be honest with me.
Okay.
Are you drunk?
Next caller.
Who sounded best? Who deserves a talk show? You decide. Listen and vote now on AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:24, 24 minutes after 7. If you missed any of that Nicholas Van Hoffman interview, you can get it on podcast at AM760.net, or you can also instant message me at the same place. It's 7:24, 24 minutes after 7. High today in the 50s, rain, and then we're going to get a winter storm watch for tonight. Could get as much as 1 to 7 inches worth of snow tomorrow morning. Before we move on here to the next, well, now the phones are ringing. If you guys want to talk about Iraq, I had something else I wanted to get into here, but we can do both. It doesn't make any difference. But let me put on Cassie Perlmutter, who is, I believe, this is Ed's sister. Cassie, hi, you're on. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Hey, great. You know, I'm looking at this gorgeous sunrise, and I feel like this is the dawn of a new era, totally. I just wanted to thank people for being at the rally yesterday, and I have to say, I'm a teacher, and I was still teaching, and I couldn't be there.
Mm.
But my dad, who's 81, you know, a first-generation immigrant, Jewish immigrant, he was there on stage, and he, you know, when he was recounting the rally, I mean, he just kept crying. You know, he said he looked out to see his faces, and Mark Udall said it. He said, this is America, because you could look out in the audience, and it was a person of every stripe, and that's who we are. And it was reflected, and everybody up on stage was a person of every stripe. And, you know, so he said it was so thrilling and inspirational, and I really feel like we're on fire, and it's going to happen.
Well, I hope so. I really hope so, because Ed is such a fine human being. And
thank you.
And He's going to make a marvelous congressman, and I believe in my heart of hearts he's going to win.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I urge everybody, go to Ed Perlmutter's website, give him $25, give him $50, because we're being outspent, and volunteer.
He wants to stay up on the air until the end.
Yeah.
And that's what we're fighting for, because there are three or four of their disgusting commercials to our one. So, and ours are factual. I mean, that's the difference, too. You know, we are ethical, and we are stand-up. And I see that every person who's come out, Representative Clyburn was out last week, Ilda Solis was out, and these people are so, you can't imagine the caliber of these people. I mean, it is so awesome and inspiring to meet these people who are brilliant, and their voices have been so muffled in this administration. But you know what? It's changing. Really, it's thrilling.
It is thrilling. So, a couple of things. One,
okay.
Go to Ed's website and give Ed as much of a financial boost as you possibly can. Two, if you live in and around the district, go over there and volunteer to help Ed get elected.
2545 Youngfield or the Adams County Democratic Headquarters or the Arapahoe County Democratic Headquarters. We're operating out of all of those areas, whatever is the most convenient for anyone. We need every person, and we're so appreciative, and it's fun. I mean, I think a lot of friendships have been forged from this campaign, and I'm sure from other campaigns.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last thing is, don't forget, everybody, take nothing for granted. Please make sure you get out and vote.
Yep. I sent my ballot in 2 days ago, and it was thrilling. And I have to say, at 10 o'clock at night, I called Ed, and I said, okay, now, what do I do on this one? What do I do? Oh, good. He's good for something. Anyway, okay.
Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you calling in, and my best to your brother and your family.
Thank you.
And we're rooting for Ed all the way.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Let's go to Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you guys doing this morning?
Okay, doing good.
Hey, this is really good. It's really looking good. I want to talk about something this morning that I'm watching Charlie Rose and I'm watching the Lehrer NewsHour, because it seems that the regular news, ABC, CBS, and NBC, God, I won't even go anywhere near Fox, it's so slanted. But there was a story on Charlie Rose the other day, and it was he had Mike Richter, who's written a book, and I don't know Mike's title or where he was in the government, and John Burns, of course, who is the New York Times chief for the Rockies area over there. And John Burns just went on vacation. He came back. And Mr. Richter was saying that the situation is so bad over there, there's nothing that anybody can do unless they bring in another 140,000 troops. And that would include, you know, NATO bringing them in, European people bringing them in. United States, we know that won't happen here because politically no one's going to bite the bullet.
Well, we don't have 100,000 troops to send.
Well, even in the draft, you know, if they click the draft, but like you said, even with a draft, what would that take, 6 months? A lag time for them to draft people into the military and train them and send them over there?
I don't think the American public would accept a draft.
No, I don't think so either. So I said it's totally gone, and Mr. Burns verified that because he said when he got back from his vacation, everybody he had contacted, all the contacts that these, you know, that the people have over there, they're all leaving. They've all got their passports up. They're all trying to get out of the country. People are going from town to town with these raids on there. The Sunnis will come in and raid at night, and the Shiites will just take off and leave. And people are moving from town to town, and they're finding empty houses that have been vacated by the people that are running from these terrorists or from these insurgents or from the military armies in there. And so you don't know who in the world is living in the house and whatever. They're trying to get across the border as quickly as they can. And he says, if you just go back and just take an overall big look at this thing right now, he says, I don't know how it's going to be stopped unless we get the military support. And like you were just saying, Jay, I don't know how we can get 140,000 troops.
We can't. We don't have them. It's physically impossible.
Okay, so what you're going to have then is you're going to have the civil war that's going to go on in there. The Sunnis, of course, with being outnumbered by the Shiites, are going to lose. And the Sunnis, of course, how long are they going to lose before another Sunni Arab nation, Iraq, Dubai, the Arab Emirates?
You know, I don't know. I can't answer that. I mean, to me, the only way to get this fixed is we're going to have to bring in the other countries in the region and get them involved, and we're going to have to start to work on some kind of a way to get ourselves out, and we're going to have to do it pretty quick, and maybe if we're not there and we can get a pan-Arab force of some sort to go in there and kind of supervise the country, God knows why they'd want to be a part of it, but if we could, then maybe we could get things to calm down, and if they want a theocratic religious state, so be it. Let them go have it. Hey, Bob, I got to run, man. I thank you for the call.
Sure.
Okay. 7:31, it's 29 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and let's check out traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, we're running a pretty nice ride. Very few issues as you make your way into work. Still a lot of cloud cover, so no sun glare for eastbounders. Just the normal rolling backups now. Boulder Turnpike eastbound at Federal. Eastbound C-470 starting to heat at Broadwood University. Still enjoying a collision-free drive through the metro, though. And Aurora, definitely crowded. Give yourself a little extra time northbound at Isla, southbound at Parker. Weather today, looking for mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of scattered showers in the afternoon. High of 62, currently 43. I'm Tina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapaho Basin is celebrating its earliest opening in its 60-year history and one of the longest ski seasons in North America. Skiers and riders can enjoy...
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in, safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
And parents know that Amendment 39 is a bad idea. It's an accounting gimmick that will be locked into our Constitution. And it was brought to Colorado by wealthy, out-of-state interests who don't care about our kids or our schools. Amendment 39 does not increase funding for public education. It will jeopardize many of the essential services that create a positive learning environment for our students. Amendment 39 will force local school districts to cut back on school nurses, counselors, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, and security guards. Vote no on 39 for our children and the quality of their education.
To learn more, visit VoteNo39.com, paid for by Coloradans for Excellent Schools.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 735. It's 35 minutes past the hour. High today in the 50s. Rain. And then winter storm watch starting. And we could have 1 to 7 inches. Tomorrow, depending, we'll have to see. AM 760 Progressive Talk coming up after 8 o'clock. We'll introduce you to some more of our superstar talk winners. And you can vote on who you want to see go to the final round from here and along the front range by going to am760.net. All right, in 30 minutes I got before 8 o'clock, I've wanted to get into this for 2 days because I'm not sure whether I stepped into it, stepped out of it, was right, was wrong. I'm not sure where I stand now. Whether I was totally, completely out of bounds, wrong, whatever whatever term you want to use, I assumed, when we first started talking about this, I assumed that what Madonna had done in going to Malawi was a good thing. That she went to adopt a child from an impoverished country, and that there was nothing wrong with that. Then this big flap breaks out. Then I get people talking to me about celebrities looking at third world children like they're commodities, people buying children. And I don't know anything about that. I do know of people who have, for instance, gone to China and adopted babies because baby girls are not as wanted in China as baby boys. I do know of people who have adopted kids, and then, of course, somebody called up, a couple of people called up, and I got a couple of emails with the argument of, well, if you want to adopt a child, why don't you adopt one here in the United States? There are kids here in orphanages in this country. So Madonna told Oprah Winfrey, a show which I never watch, she told Oprah Winfrey yesterday that she was surprised by the firestorm surrounding her efforts to adopt a 13-month-old boy from the African country of Malawi, and she blamed the media for it. Madonna taped the interview via satellite from London for airing today. It was the first time she'd spoken publicly in depth about the adoption. According to a member of the Oprah audience, Madonna said she was startled by press reports about the toddler's father, Johan Banda, who was quoted last week as saying he didn't realize he was signing away custody of his son David for good. She said she met with the father. She looked him in the eye, according to an audience member. This is what Madonna said. Madonna said she added, she acted according to law and had both oral and written approval. Now the press have gotten to this guy, according to Madonna. In an interview posted Tuesday on Time Magazine's website, Bonda said, for his son's sake, he will not contest the adoption. I don't want my child who's already gone to come back, he said. I will be killing his future if I accept that. Madonna told Oprah's audience that she and her husband, Guy Ritchie, had been thinking about adoption for more than 2 years. And another Oprah audience member said that the biggest thing was that Madonna wants to get the point across that she doesn't want this to be a discouragement to other families to not to adopt. Madonna, who is 48, traveled to Malawi on October the 4th with Ritchie. They spent 8 days visiting orphanages. She is funding through her charity. David was taken to London last week after Malawi's High Court granted Madonna and Ritchie interim adoption order. Madonna has two children, daughter Laudris, 9, and son Rocco, 6. Okay. Is what she did, was she wrong? I thought it was a good thing, but I must be wrong. I must be wrong about this. I have never... Because somebody who has money goes to a third world country and adopts a child, does that mean that they're looking at the child? Do we immediately suspect that they're looking at the child as a commodity? I mean, is it right to make that assumption? Is there something morally and ethically wrong with going to a third world country and adopting a child? Do you think that Madonna tricked the child's father? And with all the poor children in the world, why would she have to resort to that? I'm not a Madonna fan. I don't have anything against her. So I don't feel either way about her. I don't feel the need to defend her. I just think that maybe what she was doing was just totally and completely innocent. And now this flap has been going on in the media for the better part of God knows how long. What, 3 or 4 or 5 days? Now, I'm not going to sit down this afternoon and watch Oprah. I have no intention of watching Oprah. I never watch Oprah. I can't stand Oprah. But I saw this morning on the AP, and I thought, man, is this... And I saw it last night on Oberman, too. And I thought, is this... This story has got legs, and it's still around. And maybe I was just way off base in my thoughts. Maybe I was just totally and completely off base. And maybe that's my problem. Maybe, you know, I in this situation, I just assumed that she was trying to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. And do I buy her theory about the media? Well, yeah, maybe to a certain degree I do buy that theory, because maybe the media has changed things. But then again, on the other hand, she's a well-known media figure. So the media is not going to ignore you if you're a well-known media figure. I mean, they're going to talk about you. They're going to try to get pictures. They're going to come after you. Don't you kind of accept that when you become a public figure? But yeah, you have a right to privacy, but to a certain degree, much of what you do is an open book. So did she have good intentions or bad intentions? And it's the same question I asked last week. Is this a good thing or is it a bad thing? 303-713-7600. Are we down on Madonna's case? Or do we say, hey, good for you? Let's go to Lori on a cell phone. Lori, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi. I am a parent of a adopted child. My daughter's 7. She's adopted from China. I believe that Madonna probably has the best of intentions. That would be my bottom line guess. It's a hard decision to just adopt into your family, especially if the child is of a different race. My daughter is Chinese. I am not. I support her right to do that. I support anybody's right to do that. I think that adoption is a wonderful experience. I decided to adopt outside of this country because I've had too many friends of mine adopt in this country, and then later on the child was taken back by the biological parents. And that's a whole other issue. But I don't necessarily, and I'm not a huge fan of Madonna's either, but I think that she had the best of intentions, and she certainly doesn't need the publicity. So I think she had the best of intentions.
So the critics are being unfair, and the press is basically, the media is basically just doing the job that it gets paid to do,
yeah.
Which is, if you're a famous person, they're going to talk about you.
Well, and they did the same thing with, her name goes up, Brad Pitt's girlfriend, Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
If you remember when she adopted, the same sort of thing swirled around. And I believe that people who adopt children do it out of the desire to do the best in the best interest of the child. It's not the easiest process in the world. And even though Madonna had money, I'm sure she had to provide the documentation and things that you have to become an adoptive parent of an international child. I mean, that's true in every country. You have to sit down and discuss things, and it's not an easy process. Anybody that's been through an adoptive process knows that. And so I applaud her for doing it, and I encourage others, if they're able to do that, then to do that.
Okay, Laura, thank you. Appreciate the call.
No problem. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600, 744. It's 745, 15 in front of 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Okay, did Madonna do the right thing? Yes or no? Are people unfairly getting on her case for what she has done? I wish somebody had adopted me when I was a kid. 303-713-7600. Coming up, we'll introduce you to some of our winners in the Talk Radio Superstar Contest. And we've got open phones. Plus, what else do we have on the docket? Oh, we're going to talk to State Representative Morgan Carroll, too.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. Proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of scattered showers in the afternoon. High of 62, currently 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
One place, one day, hundreds of educational options. Come to an open house at the University of Colorado at Denver and Health Sciences Center. Meet faculty, take tours. It's all there at the Auraria Event Center, Saturday from 11:30 to 2:30. Learn more at cudenver.edu/open house.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we got the single-digit speeds now. Southbound 25 at 104, so you want to be prepared for the holding pattern there and down to Highway 36. All lanes jammed as well, 38 to Spear now into downtown. Eastbound 6 lagging Federal to Pecos. Still have a pretty even flow along I-70 with no major issues for your Metro Drive. Both 270 and I-76 busy in the north, but nothing significant to hamper you. Weather today, mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of scattered showers in the afternoon. High of 62, currently 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I love doing right-wing radio, so I said something about Rumsfeld in particular, denying that there was an insurgency there for a couple of years. This guy goes like,
how did you, a comedian, suddenly become a military expert?
Al Franken.
I said, well, I'm not a military expert, but I have read some books about Iraq and follow the news. I said, have you read any book about Iraq? And he went, no.
Al Franken.
Weekday mornings at 10.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I'm Fern O'Brien. As a litigator, I won tough settlements from deadbeats. As a business attorney, I negotiated fair deals for energy and affordable housing. As Attorney General, I'll be a tough, strong, proactive leader for all Coloradans. As Attorney General, I will be your advocate, protecting children and seniors, fighting for consumers and businesses, and safeguarding our land, air, and water.
Fern O'Brien, tough, strong, proactive Democrat. Vote O'Brien for Attorney General.
I'm Fern O'Brien, and I approve this message.
We're talking to Susan Sumner about a product that can help you lose 10 pounds in just a month. And it's free? Is this for real?
Totally real.
And it works?
Completely. I know someone who lost 50 pounds using it.
Really?
I've tried it. I use it too. It's called Dex-L10. Dex-L10 banishes appetite, so you'll eat less without feeling hungry.
So you lose weight.
Exactly.
What about exercise?
No need to.
Yeah?
You just take Dexcel 10. You'll eat less and the weight comes off. Dexcel 10 is clinically proven.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And if you call them in the next 15 minutes, you can find out how to get a 30-day supply absolutely free.
All right. So, to find out how to get your free bottle of Dexcel 10, call in the next 15 minutes. Here's the number, 1-800-900-0340. 1-800-900-0340. Once more, 1-800-900-0340.
9:48, it's 40 minutes before the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And said a lot on the air about Rocky's Matching Down program. Well, the Matching Down program is available only through the end of this month. After October, matching down no more. So you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle, but it's not going to last forever. It's going to go away at the end of October. And every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized, so you can drive away knowing you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. Also, it's a great time to shop for a new all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive vehicle to help you get through the winter driving conditions like what we're going to have probably tomorrow morning at this time. And Rockies always gets into the holidays. They always have and they always will. And right now their showroom is decked out with free jack-o'-lanterns, free pumpkins for every customer. So come by, one pumpkin per customer, and drop by Rockies. And whether you buy a car or you don't buy a car, take home your pumpkin absolutely free. And while you're there, look over the huge selection, huge diverse selection of over 600 vehicles on the lot. Great folks working there, too, like Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshears, and Spanky, and Gerard Menard, and Freddie Labrato, and all the gang working out there, Jim Monroe. Stop by and see my friends at Rockies. You can check them out online, too, at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. Rockies Autos, they're great folks, and they're open tonight until 9. So if you want to take advantage of this matching down and plus get your free pumpkin, you got to get out there now. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended PAP screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Hollywood is abuzz with gossip. Guess which $20 million leading man has finally decided to come out of the closet? Once one of Tinseltown's most eligible bachelors, he's about to reveal the personal life he's been hiding from fans for years. Think you know who I'm talking about? Uh-uh. It's veteran stage and screen actor...
Please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Radio. You shouldn't have to pay for it. This message brought to you by America's 13,000 local radio stations who believe some things were just meant to be free.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:51. It's 9 minutes before the hour. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And you can catch any or all of this show on podcast at am760.net. We also stream at am760.net, or you can IM me at am760.net. We're talking about Madonna. Did she do the right thing? Let's go to Martin in Denver. Martin, you're on am760. Good morning. Martin, you're there.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Take it away.
Yeah, thanks. My mom does a lot of volunteer work in Malawi and Mozambique and some of the neighboring countries through a couple of sustainable agriculture network programs. And we hear quite a bit about the villages that she goes and visits, and just the lack of family members that actually are still alive, and how these villages kind of group together to take care of all these children that are left over from usually the males going into town to work to provide for their families. And I hear about people having the opportunity to adopt out of these smaller villages and towns. It's a good thing. There's a lot of people that need a lot of help out there. I don't see how this is a bad thing by any means for that community or for all the other work that Madonna does for charitable works.
But boy, people are sure down on her case.
Yeah, I would agree with what your comment was before. But if you're a celebrity, people are just going to jump on you, and that's just the way it is. But the simple fact of her trying to help out orphanages and being able to give a child a pretty amazing opportunity in life. I don't see a downside to it.
All right, pal. Thank you, Martin. Appreciate it, man.
Bye.
Take care. Let's go to Sandy on a cell phone. Sandy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I agree with your caller a couple times ago. I have an adopted child, too. Mine is a domestic adoption, but it was a rewarding and beautiful experience. And I think the media, the general media out there is making it sound like Madonna snuck in the middle of the night and kidnapped this young boy out of his father's unwilling hands, and that's simply not the way it is. It's not the way it's done. There's procedures to follow, and she obviously did those. And I do think the father was willing to give him up for adoption and may have had some misgivings later or through pressure didn't want to look like the bad guy that he let his son, you know, be adopted away. And I think he was maybe having misgivings. But my hat's off to her. The more people that can go do that and give an opportunity to a young child who wouldn't have that, I think it's a great thing.
Do you think that her assertion that the media and the people have gotten to him and forced or not forced but convinced him to change his mind? Do you believe that? And do you think that this is some kind of a publicity stunt?
No, I think we're all starstruck in a way, and so because it's a star that's doing it, and I'm like you, either way on Madonna, I don't really care. But I think we're a star-struck nation, and so anything a superstar does, then we want to know about. And so anything to make a story, sell papers or whatever it sells, and shame on us as buying him or listening to him, too. I'm just as bad as the next guy. But I do think any person who gives their child up for adoption is actually a loving and warm person and wants best for their child and knows that they can't give it to them. I think it's common for them to have regrets later. Most adopted parents don't have a camera stuck in their face after the fact, and most don't have their child adopted by a well-known person. So I do think what he said he was feeling at the time, but I also think that he gave up the child willingly.
You know, they always talk about the age of wide-eyed innocence, and now the age of wide-eyed innocence is gone. And I wonder if we're just, as a country, I wonder if we're just naturally cynical about anything and everything.
We want to be, I think. I think we have a hard time seeing good in anything. We naturally, you know, what amazes me is they don't talk a lot about her charitable work there and the orphanages that she supports and all of that. Why couldn't that have been the focus of the conversation rather than her adopting a child? So I think you're right. I think we are very cynical and don't want to see the good. And maybe if we and because of the way our nation is right now, we don't see a lot to see good in. We're lied to by, the White House and everything that comes out of there. And so we naturally think that everybody's lying to us.
So we're cynical and sour as a country, and mm-hmm. we're unduly negative.
I think so. I mean, we're told our economy is doing great, and yet everybody I know is living still paycheck to paycheck, and we're told unemployment is low, but I know a lot of people unemployed with their aren't even getting benefits, and so we begin to think that everything we hear is wrong anyway. So we just start believing that everything we hear is wrong.
Yeah, this whole idea that somebody's trying to sell us something that that they can't possibly be telling the truth. Yeah, all of those things on and on and on. And I think the story at times is a real reflection of how we feel about the human nature and how, mm-hmm. and also how we view ourselves. Don't you think so?
I do. I think she should be applauded for stepping out and taking this. And she knew she was going to get publicity over it. That I don't believe that was her intention of the adoption. But I knew she would be getting it. But I think if we started to step back and applaud her, if I had the means and the way, I would go to do it myself too. Nobody would question anything. So I think if we could take this one story and make it something good, then you've got to find some place to turn things around and speak up for. That's why I appreciate you bringing it up as a topic today, because No, in the light of the big things going on in the world, this is just, you know, a blip on the radar, too.
Yep, sure is. All right, thank you, Sandy. I got to run because I'm out of time. Okay. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, and stay dry. All right, coming up next, we'll introduce you to some of our winners in the Talk Radio Superstar Contest. And
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
That's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah?
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until
what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenaby. A new offensive in Iraq a day after promising to set a timeline for reeling in the violence. Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki announcing plans to wipe out the militias responsible for many of the sectarian attacks. Correspondent Lara Logan.
It's very hard to see how that could ever happen. Firstly, because those very militias, Muqtada al-Sadr himself, helped to put Prime Minister al-Maliki in power, and they're keeping him in power. Not only that, but the armed forces here, the ministries, from everything from interior ministry to defense to health to transportation, they've all heavily infiltrated by the militias.
Iraqi special forces backed by U.S. warplanes did move into Sadr City today, searching for a death squad leader. President Bush holds a news conference in about a half hour, and Iraq is expected to be a hot topic.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House. It was just 2 weeks ago that President Bush had his last formal solo White House news conference, and he's never had two of them this close together. But with the midterm elections less than 2 weeks off, and with control of Congress at stake, he wants his message to be heard. He'll use a lengthy opening statement to discuss the situation in Iraq, especially yesterday's announcement of a timeline for progress that could lead to a drawdown on the presence of U.S. forces there.
Big turnaround for the biggest U.S. automaker. General Motors lost $1.7 billion in the third quarter last year. This year, just over $100 million. And if you factor out restructuring costs, it would have earned $529 million. CEO Rick Wagner.
We've laid out a plan that seemed aggressive at the time. We've been able to deliver, I think, frankly, more than deliver on it.
Keith Crane of Automotive News.
They have lowered their costs dramatically. They have laid off tens of thousands of people. They are shutting down plants. They are getting rid of all that excess capacity in terms of people and plants that they had before that they couldn't build cars that people wanted to buy.
The Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting later today. No moves expected on interest rates. That would be the third month in a row without a hike. Documents, sensitive files from the government's super-secret Los Alamos National Lab discovered by police during a drug raid on a New Mexico trailer park. CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson.
The FBI is going to try to identify what information is on this disk and how sensitive it is, as well as whether it's been compromised and who provided it. That's going to be top on the agenda.
The New Jersey Supreme Court to rule this afternoon on same-sex marriages. CBS News legal expert Andrew Cohen.
This is a big ruling, no doubt about it, because it's going to give us all a sense of where the court is on this. But the case doesn't resolve all of the constitutional issues involving same-sex marriage. And either way, it will leave legal and political options on the table for the losers here.
New Jersey, one of just five states without laws or constitutional amendments blocking same-sex unions. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 13. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot.
I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
Nope. Just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just give me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
Bobby, when I was a kid, we didn't have rollback season.
Yes, Grandpa?
Kids today don't understand. All they do is save, save, save. They don't understand the way we used to have to spend.
Uh-huh.
Spending money left and right and not thinking a thing about it.
Sounds horrible, Grandpa.
I know saving feels good. I just want you to appreciate it, that's all.
It's rollback season at Walmart. We've rolled back the prices on 10,000 of your favorite items. Stop in today and save big.
When it came to Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Traffic stop in western Colorado ends with a state trooper shot. It happened near the town of Rifle just before 11:30 last night. The trooper was taken to Grand River Hospital in Rifle.
But no, they did have a flight for life on standby. The last information that I received is that he was in stable condition and he was going into surgery.
Trooper Eric Wynn says the suspect fled the scene. The vehicle was found a short time later, a search underway south of town, the town of Silt. A Denver cop and firefighter both helped deliver a baby girl yesterday morning in the parking lot of Auraria campus. Dad, Andrew Minston, says he asked the female officer if she'd ever delivered a baby before.
And she said to me, she said, well, I grew up on a farm and I've delivered a lot of cows.
Eventually, Andrew and Joanne welcomed their third child, Hannah Brittany, into the world from their front seat of the Jeep. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 25 just north of Colfax. It was a minor problem off on the shoulder, but it's definitely adding to some of our delay through there getting into downtown. No let up southbound 25, 104th to 84th. Looking good, though, on I-70, 225 with collision install free. Not the case for the Boulder Turnpike. Watch out for those rolling backups now. If you're Boulder bound, we had two cars get together there at McCaslin. Also have a problem on Surface Street, County Line, just east of Santa Fe. Again, another two-car wreck. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today looking for mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of scattered showers in the afternoon, 62, currently 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Treat yourself to Red Robin's own Burger Parmigiana. Topped with peppers and onions, garlic mayo, a crispy fried mozzarella wheel, and topped off with a rich red tomato sauce. It's Italian for delicious. Visit RedRobin.com to find a Red Robin near you.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time. Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Minutes after 8 o'clock, high today at 56 with some rain, and then a winter storm watch. We could get 1 to 7 inches of snow overnight. We could wake up with a blizzard tomorrow morning, or we could wake up and there should be nothing on the ground except 1 inch on the grass and nothing on the streets. All right, it's 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You've heard us talk about this Talk Superstar contest we have going on. Find the next progressive superstar of the future. And we had some winners on yesterday, and we're going to put some winners on this morning. And you go to AM760.net and vote for listen to a sample of their work, and then vote for the one who you think deserves to win. And then the one who deserves to win will go from here to the national contest, and then they'll whittle those down, and then when they get, I think it's like the final five, maybe? Is that what it is nationally, or is it eight? I'm not sure. Then they'll have like a big talk-off, and that's in like Washington, D.C. So let's go ladies first, and your name is?
Rhonda Hackett.
Okay, Rhonda Hackett. Now, if you go to the website, you'll see Rhonda Hackett's name on there. And Rhonda, what do you do when you're not trying to become a talk show host?
Well, it depends on the day, frankly. I do lots of different things. Mostly what I dedicate my professional energy towards now is building community outreach programs for the homeless and people living in poverty and concentrate those efforts in the Denver metro area.
And how long have you been doing that?
It's sort of been a journey of sorts that started in 1998 when I lost my dad tragically and sort of took stock of my life, as often happens when people experience that kind of loss, and tried to find ways in which I could contribute more to the world and help honor his spirit, who's a very kind and awesome man. And so it's kind of progressed over the years, but I've been doing some form of outreach with the homeless for the past 7 years in earnest.
Okay, why should people vote for you?
Because I have a lot to say. Everyone in this competition obviously has a lot to say. What I bring to the table is a passion to get people motivated, encourage them to not just talk to talk, but if you're a liberal and a lefty, we can't just rest on our laurels and say this government sucks and we're not doing enough. The government is the blame for everything. We need to get out. We need to mobilize our energies, our hearts, and reach out to the poor and hungry in our own country, across the world, and get things moving on the right track again. I have a lot of firsthand experience, want to share that with people, and give people a more optimistic view of the future than, we're inclined to have in these current times.
Okay, so you want people to go to am760.net and vote for you.
Vote for me, Rhonda.
Vote for Rhonda Hackett.
That's right.
Okay, Rhonda, and do you think you can do a national talk show?
Absolutely. My husband is really relieved that I'm even contemplating doing such a thing because he'll get a little break from all my ranting and raving. But I tell him actually he won't because I'll use him as my practice audience. I'm excited. I want to share this passion. I sort of see this as a natural progression for me. I've written a book on how to make a difference, on living the life of a liberal. I've, done lots of seminars. I'm out on the street preaching it to anyone who will listen, and this would give me an awesome format.
All right. Next up.
How you doing?
Your name?
My name is Jared. Last name is Ewe.
I know. See, I'm going to make you pronounce your own last name because I never get it right.
Yeah, all right. According to
Ewe's Playhouse.
I'm Jared St. James. That's my radio.
Well, I told him at Lanny's Clock Tower that you get into radio, man, you got to change your name to something people will know.
Something vanilla for Jesus.
Well, that's right.
That's right. Oh, yeah, Jared Ewe, E-W-Y, and I live here in, I actually live in Inglewood, just close to your studios, and have a wife. She and I are thinking about adopting a wealthy celebrity. We're really excited about that, bring her into our house and pay our bills. I've worked in radio, and I actually have a studio in my shed in the backyard, and it's cold out there. So I would like one that's not only sanctioned by a company that pays for heating and stuff, but I've been podcasting, and I do comedy, and I host corporate events and such. And I got to tell you, it's hard to host a corporate event when most of your comedy is politically based. So I would like to somehow wean myself from tickling the fancies of fat cats. And, to be on the radio, I see that the liberal or the progressive talker, I prefer progressive since the Republicans have pretty much bought the term liberal and used it and made it negative. But to be a progressive talker, you're at a disadvantage because of the listeners. Because our listeners are smart. I mean, they are discerning. I mean, I listen to conservative talkers, and I'm wondering, who's believing this? I mean, what kind of deficiencies are their listeners dealing with? And I think, I would give a leg to be that guy who, loves Walmart, watches professional wrestling, drinks beer, goes to sleep, and votes for whoever says Jesus the most. I would love to be that guy. But as progressives, that's not who we are. So I want to be on the radio to entertain. I want to have some good ideas that not only preach to the choir, but reach out across party lines. I'm sounding like a politician now. And if you don't vote for me, the terrorists will kill you.
You sound like Joseph Lieberman.
That's right. I'm Rick Santorum's son. If Republicans can say that and get away with it, we need to be creative. We need to be entertaining and informational. And I think there's this huge gap between what is happening and what's being presented. I mean, if CNN's going wall-to-wall coverage with Madonna and Malawi, what are we missing? And I really want to be a part of be somebody. Like, you know, I sure want Rhonda wants to be, or Dennis wants to be, and Jay gets to be that person who helps inform what might really be happening. Because I really don't see a liberal news or a conservative news. I see that there's truth, and then there's just varying shades of cynical manipulation. And I think we're getting to a very dark part of our modern information society here.
All right, so you want people to go to AM760.net and vote for you.
That's right, or, you know, terrorism.
Vote for you or we'll die.
That's right.
Hey, and I think Wesley Snipes might be up for adoption, so you could look into that.
He's got some tax issues. We'd like somebody free and clear without baggage.
Oh, he's got seats in Namibia.
Don't go there.
Jay, you're a local celebrity, huh? Coming in the household, warm us up.
I'm fine.
Okay.
All right. Jared Ewey.
That's right.
Ewey's Playhouse.
Yeah, join Ewey's Playhouse. It's a good time.
Okay. By the way, you never did explain to anybody what you do.
Oh, what I do? Well, you know, that's the thing. I'm like a professional mutt. It's interesting enough. I took care of my mom for a few years. Quit my job and just did that full time. And instead of focusing me like it did for you, I just became scattered. But part of the problem was during that time, caring for my mom and dealing with health care and bills and having too much time to read newspapers and watch TV, I almost went crazy and started podcasting. And I mean, I was very nearly that guy on the corner yelling at people, you know, just because I needed an outlet, and the internet offers a lot of that. I'm really ready to do it. I'm just ready. I mean, you could keep this microphone on, Jay, I think until midnight Tuesday next week, and I could keep talking, and for the most part, keep it informative and entertaining, because there's a lot that needs to get out there. And that's why I've managed, luckily, to have a career in comedy and just getting on stage and talking, just relating to people. And, of course, you know, when you're entertaining a major corporation, you can't exactly bring up the problems of the Bush administration. But it's just good to relate to people and see that people out there, no matter if they're right or left, they do want to talk. And nobody's talking in this country, and I'd like to be the moderator or at least some type of catalyst for that.
All right, so you do comedy.
That's right.
And a short.
Oh, yeah. The short answer to your question, Jay, is yeah. That's right.
All right. Dennis.
Yes. Morning, Jay. I'm Dennis McClatchy.
Right.
And my story is when I was growing up in Iowa, I wanted to be a disc jockey. And I was pretending I was a disc jockey. I'd play records and pretend. And finally, I ended up going to college, went to graduate school, and got a master's degree in radio, TV, film, and ended up in healthcare.
Why didn't you become a disc jockey?
Well,
you wanted to be one.
Healthcare pays?
It pays. But there's an industry that's messed up. Now that I'm retired, I'm among the 47 million uninsured, interestingly enough. So I was in healthcare for about 27 years. I retired. My wife retired from teaching drama in high school. And so we said, where do we want to live? We were in Kansas City, and we moved to Loveland, Colorado, because we love this area. And so we're brand new to the area and excited about this. Been a liberal all my life, even though I grew up in Iowa and spent some time in Nebraska and time in Kansas. I was always the odd man out in terms of my point of view, so I am used to defending it and arguing it and have a passion for it.
Hey, there are 9 candidates in Kansas who were formerly Republicans who have become Democrats.
Absolutely. There were 2 parties in Kansas, conservative Republicans and moderate Republicans. And now those moderates are turning to become Democrats because the conservatives have taken it over. And it really, that's a red state. Although we are able to elect Democratic governors. We've got Sebelius is one right now who's very, very good. So, interesting state, although we love to be here in Colorado because it's much more progressive. And we don't have a station like this in Kansas City. And so I had to listen to you and others on the Internet. And that's how I was getting my progressive input every day.
All right, and so you want people to go to AM760.net and vote for Dennis McClatchy.
Absolutely, because I believe it's time we took over the conversation, the political conversation. The conservatives have had it far too long. I'm tired of foreign policy based on cliches and generalities, and the facts are on our side. The angels, we're on the side of the angels, and I think we need to get out there and tell our story.
Do you regret not following through with your dream to be a disc jockey?
Yes.
Do you really?
Shouldn't I or should I?
I don't know, because after 34 years, I sometimes wonder, what the hell am I doing and why have I been doing this?
You know, now's the time I want to go for that career. You know, now that I'm retired, and now's the time to be fun. Just my dream, Jay. My dream was to find some small radio station somewhere in the middle of the Rockies and just have my own little talk show 3 or 4 hours a day. Actually, you didn't even have to pay me much. And I would have, that would be it. I would be in heaven.
Well, you should go talk to management. Maybe they'll give you my job.
No, I'm not quite ready for that, I don't think.
Well, how do you know?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Vote for me.
Yeah, how do you know? Maybe they'll give you my gig if you'll work cheaper.
No, you heard my opponent. He's not ready.
Yeah. You know? All right, guys, thank you very much. And you can hear all of their work at am760.net. And go over there and vote. And voting ends, by the way, I believe, close of business hours on Thursday. So you only got a couple of days. And I'll announce the winner on Friday morning. And are you guys, by the way, general question, are you guys home voting for yourselves?
No.
Oh, that would be the wrong thing to do.
Why, I'd do it.
Yeah, I did.
What the heck?
Yeah, I got to tell you, you listen to my sample. I wanted to go out there and be cool and measured and then start politically subtle and gradually build to an inspirational message where the entire room at Lanny's would stand and applaud. And I got on stage and I was like Carrot Top on methamphetamines, just jumping around. So I had to vote for myself. Rhonda, I tell you, you are good. And this guy, I could listen to you. You're just very soothing. And we need a soothing voice.
Oh, you're so kind.
Oh, tell me, let's talk.
I've threatened all my friends and family, you know, with torture if they don't vote for me. So I figure I don't really need to vote for myself.
Yeah, you get on there and vote for yourself a couple of times. What the hell?
Republican of you, that torture thing.
Yeah, right. No,
yeah,
seriously.
True colors come out now.
Seriously, I would get on there and vote for myself. Okay, so go to am760.net and you'll see has a little banner there, and you can go in and either vote for the people who were on yesterday or vote for these guys. And I thank you guys for getting up and coming down here this morning and being on the program. Does it look like it's going to rain outside? It does, doesn't it?
Feels like snow, actually.
Does it this early? Can it just hold off until this afternoon?
Until you get home for your nap?
No, I got to...
You got a TV commercial to shoot.
Right, I'm going to Rocky Set. I'm only going to be like in 10 seconds of this thing, but I don't want to stand out in the middle of the parking lot with the snow coming down. So I'm hoping it'll hold off. Please, just let me get my business done. Then it can snow like crazy, and I don't care.
Well, maybe it'll be a tent sale.
Because I'll be home. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you coming in. It's 8:19, 19 minutes after 8.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-7233 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
Disabled vehicle that lost a wheel just north of Colfax on the shoulder of southbound I-25, and that is just adding to some of the delays as you get into downtown. Otherwise, not a bad ride, just all of the normal hot spots around town. Weather today, mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of scattered showers in the afternoon, high of 62, currently 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Coloradans for Excellent Schools Know and Amendment 39 wants voters to know teachers, school boards, PTA, and hardworking families oppose 39, a scheme from Washington special interests that ties the hands of school boards, hurts students, and rural communities. Vote no39.com.
Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services remind listeners that more teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way, over 5,000 per year. Please talk to your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future driving record. This is from Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services, operators of Red Rock Bar, Lefty's Colorado Trail Grill, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi. I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets.
Not a Progressive member?
Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today in the 50s, a chance of rain, and then a winter storm watch for tonight. Could get 1 to 7 inches. Could be a lot of snow tomorrow morning. Could be not a lot of snow. We'll have to wait and see exactly what happens. You know, I was thinking about getting into this topic about the federal rules changing about single-sex public education. But maybe I'll save that story for tomorrow, and we'll get into it tomorrow. Morgan Carroll, State Representative Morgan Carroll, coming up after 9 o'clock to talk about helping veterans here in Colorado. We'll talk to her about her program. This is a program that would allow people, especially those living in Colorado, to help National Guard families meet the extra expenses that come when mom or dad leaves their regular employment and gets deployed to Iraq. The bill allowed people to donate part of their Colorado state tax return to the Military Family Relief Fund, which happened for the first time this year when people paid their 2005 taxes, and a generous amount was raised. And we'll talk to Morgan about that. Meanwhile, you know, we can just go to open phones now. It's okay with me. 303-713-7600, whatever it is that you want to talk about. Here's a weird story. With 13 days left till the election, I mean, things are getting nasty, and they're getting nasty all over the place. Check this one out. Seeking to put an end to an incident that pundits say could tighten an already close U.S. House race, Representative Barbara Cuban issued a public apology yesterday for a comment she made to a disabled libertarian candidate following a testy debate. It was person-to-person, and it was not an attack on the disabled, Cuban said in a telephone interview from Rock Springs, Wyoming. In retrospect, I was wrong in what I said, and I apologize. Cuban, who is seeking a seventh two-term against Democrat Gary Trauner and Libertarian Thomas Rankin, also presented a different account of what she said compared to what Rankin recalled, and her account of the incident was different from the one her campaign initially issued. Rankin, who has multiple sclerosis and uses an electric wheelchair, said that after a debate on Sunday night, Cuban walked over to me and said, "If you weren't sitting in that chair, I'd slap you across the face." Cuban said she went over to Rankin, challenged his debate assertions, and remarked that if you had said that to anyone else, they probably would have smacked you in the face. Man. Whew. How do you go up to somebody in a wheelchair and go, "Yeah, you know, I'm going to smack you in the face. Even over a debate, I'm going to smack you in the face." That's bizarre. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, let's go to Sherry on a cell phone. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Yesterday, you talked about Overman's special comment, and I've got a little something to say about that. The man who called who said that, you know, it would hurt Democrats, Overman has never said if he is a Republican, an ex-Republican, a Democrat, or an independent. He's just trying to state facts for you to make up your mind to see what's going on in this country.
Right. I would agree 100%.
And I've seen that, you know, and his reports are getting more intense because I've seen him also interview, it was John Dean or Howard Dean. He interviewed a Democrat.
John, Howard Dean and also John Dean. He's had them both on.
And he was very, very hard. He wanted answers, and he wanted to know what the Democratic Party was going to do and what their policies were, and were they going to stop what was going on in this country. So it isn't that he is saying, I want all the Democrats to do it. He wants everybody to vote, and he really wants everybody to start thinking about what's going on in this country.
Well, where I walked away yesterday shaking my head was this idea of we have to be so careful about what we say because we don't want to run anybody off, and that Barack Obama would be too controversial and it would be too much of a social experiment, and that we have to tone down the rhetoric and we have to do this. I don't think anybody in the world, you know, likes a lot of anger, but except maybe people on the right, I don't know, they seem to gravitate to that kind of radio, which does a lot of it. But I think the other side of it is there's nothing wrong with stepping up and saying, look, this is the way things are. This is what I think. This is what I believe. I mean, you have to have some principles. You can't run everything because, quote unquote, the only way to do it is to run some kind of vanilla campaign in which winning is the only thing. And then the same people turn around and will give me this thing about Kerry. And I think Kerry just ran a bad campaign. I think no matter who it would have been, if they run that same kind of campaign, they're going to get beat.
That's right.
They're going to get beat. And CNN has been beating up on Democrats. They were beating up on Democrats all day yesterday, and they were doing it last night. Candy Crowley, who is like the worst.
Yeah.
And they leave stuff out. For instance, I don't think that Al Gore lost the 2000 election.
Neither do I. I really don't. I think that if you go back and you start looking at what's going on, you see that it was fixed, that they did have their hand in it, the Republican Party.
So what's wrong with voting for somebody who has plain stated goals and beliefs and says what they think, and this idea that you got to get somebody who has to be, you know, watered down or manufactured or non-offensive, and that Oberman wasn't helping the Democrats by what he did. But he's not out to help the Democrats. He's out to do what he thinks is right, and he's not endorsing either party.
No, and you can tell that. And to be the middle of the road is getting really, really old. And you're not going to get everybody. And if you think you are, boy, are you on the wrong track. The thing that I think that's, you know, I heard what you were saying, and I couldn't call back, and I thought, my God, you know, we can't get everybody, and I'm an independent. You can't. You just can't get everybody, but you've got to be aware of what's going on in this country, and you've got to decide. You try to get as many people as you can, and you try to educate. The other reason I called up was Rush talked about, oh, God, I lost him.
Michael J. Fox?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry, because I got this recording. About Parkinson's. My mother died of Parkinson's. She didn't do as much movement as Fox did, but her arm would shake, and she would go on a drug holiday, and then she couldn't move. But she could talk, and she couldn't hear, and she was very, very quiet when she was on the medication. It was a completely different person. It was like you turn on a switch and you've got a light on, and then you turn off the switch, but you've got a mind back. And for him to say that is just, it made me so mad. If Michael did not take his medication, fine. Show people how it is. It is not a pleasant disease.
Why does anybody listen to this guy anyway? Here he is.
Married
three times. No family values. Hey, Rush, where'd you get the little plugs on the side of your head that go into your ear? Well, you got them because you abused OxyContin. Bought his way out of jail. And how anybody, how he is able to sit in a position and pass judgment on Michael J. Fox or anybody else, and how anybody can believe anything that guy says is absolutely frickin' beyond me. Sherry, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay. Bye-bye.
Okay. I just don't get it. You people. I mean, CNN was running footage of him at some National Association of Broadcasters thing, and you can see the little plugs on the side of his head. What, was he born with those? Where'd he get those plugs? We know where he got those plugs, don't we? We know what the result of that was. Now, let me ask you something, and then we'll go to traffic. Let me ask you something. If your brother-in-law, if your sister-in-law, if your brother, if your father, if your mother, if anybody in your family got busted for abusing OxyContin, for abusing pills, and ended up in the shape this guy's in, would you trust them on anything? I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about just, like, buy a car. Would you trust them on anything? I don't mean to be harsh, but I mean, really, seriously, think about it. I don't think I would. It's 8:34. Let's take a look at traffic with Gina.
All right. We had fresh crash activity northbound 25 at the Emerson Street Bridge. Right shoulder was cleared out of traffic pretty quickly. So that's some stop and go to University, but it looks like things will get back to normal there very quick. At least once you get past it, you've got good speeds into downtown. You may still find a little slow southbound through the downtown area. We had a disabled vehicle off on the shoulder at Colfax. Westbound lane to the Boulder Turnpike still dragging due to a crash at McCaslin Boulevard, and we did have one on our surface streets, county line just east of Santa Fe. Weather today, mostly cloudy, could be breezy, chances.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Don Martis at Comfort Dental East Colfax. I treat my patients with care and respect. They tell me their concerns and problems, then I take the time to do proper diagnosis and to answer their questions. And they know the total cost before I start. While it's hard to guarantee anything in the human body, at Comfort Dental, I'll make it right without charging an arm and a leg, and I'll stand behind my work. I'm Dr. Don Martis with Comfort Dental. We'll be there when you need us.
Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
National High School Rodeo Association reminds listeners that today's youth are exposed to drugs every day. Since drug dealers don't ask for ID, it can actually be easier for youngsters to buy drugs and alcohol. If we don't get directly involved in our kids' lives, we take a risk of losing them. And never assume that a good kid always knows the right thing to do. This important message is from National High School Rodeo Association in North Glen. That's National High School Rodeo Association, wishing a safe and drug-free future for our youth.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions. That your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6/106.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I'm only hazarding to guess on this. Is this Nirvana? Yeah, did you see the statistics on Kurt Cobain? Elvis used to be the highest earning dead celebrity in the country. Might even be worldwide. He has been surpassed by Kurt Cobain, according to Forbes.com. 8:38, it's 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, it's okay with me. And we got Morgan Carroll coming up at 9, and then we'll jump back into open phones. Rob in Loveland. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How's it going?
Good, man. How's it going with you?
Oh, hanging in there. Look, I'm a teacher at a charter school, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Democratic attitude towards charter schools. I consider myself a moderate liberal, but I just don't get why a lot of the liberals, particularly here in Colorado, are so hostile to charter schools. I mean, a lot of them are doing a lot of good work, and the kids are getting taught. So, I mean, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Because they see it as one step away from advocating a voucher system, and the voucher system has always been used as a reason to try to destroy public education. Even though there are studies out that indicate that voucher schools in some cases do no better than regular public schools, or in some cases do even worse, as witnessed in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah, I tend to think that's a straw man argument, though, Jay. I mean, charter schools are public schools. There's this kind of, I don't know, illusion that a lot of Democrats had that somehow charter schools are private schools. They're not. They're run with public money. They just don't have to obey a lot of the rules of the local school district, and in some cases, not all cases, of course, but in some cases, it's a very good thing. And I'd like to see Democrats, kind of, particularly in Democrats in Colorado, which is very pro-charter, get on the charter bandwagon and be at least a little bit more supportive of charter school. If they want kids to be educated, I understand that, and that's of course a great thing. Why don't they support the charter schools that are working?
Well, I think you'd have to ask, you know, for instance, if your state legislator's Democratic or Republican, I mean, I think you'd have to, you know, go to them and ask them how they feel about charter schools. I've just told you what I know about it and why a lot of Democrats don't like it, because a lot of Democrats see it as being the beginning of a move towards vouchers and the dismantling of public education. I have mixed feelings about charter schools. I really do. I really have. You know what I can't figure out is why we don't have any kind of, and we claim we do, but I don't really believe that we do. Why we claim that we have this mandate to education, and that we believe in education, and then of course you get those out there who would love to just, you know, automatically go to private schooling or homeschooling, and they have no feelings for public education. But we have this will towards public education, but yet we really, really, really don't endeavor, in a lot of cases, to do the best we possibly can. And most taxpayers either don't think about it or they gripe about it.
Oh, I agree with you absolutely, Jay and NASCAR. First of all, I don't support vouchers at all. That's a bad idea, particularly when you're looking at, you know, just from the church-state, wall of church and state issue, between church and state issue, it's a bad idea. Plus, of course, democracy requires an educated population, a population who knows the issues, who understands at least the basics of of political thought and political philosophy. And the only way to do that is through education. But I just think that the Democrats, I think my one problem with the Democrats, as I say, I skew liberal most ways, but I think that the teachers' unions, of which I am not a member, I'm not even certified to teach, I think the teachers' unions are afraid of the success of, again, some charter schools. I know that there are charter schools who are not doing it.
If you're not certified to teach, how do you teach?
Because I teach at a charter school. And
that would bother me. Why aren't you certified to teach? You're not certified by the state to teach?
No, I'm not.
See, I would find that if I were a parent, I that would bother me.
All right. I have a master's degree in history. Does that help?
No, it still would bother me that you're not certified to teach.
You know what?
That would be the same thing as a doctor saying, "Well, I have an education from name any prestigious medical school." Well, yeah, but do you have a doctor's license? No, but I could perform an appendectomy on you right now.
Yes, but a doctor's license is a lot easier to get, Jay, than certification to teach. Do you know what goes into certification? You have to take a whole bunch of education courses, which are perfectly fine if that's the route that you want to go. My problem is that, you know, from 1900 on, roughly speaking, we've had this idea about certification, probably even later. Did Socrates have a certification to teach? Did St. Thomas Aquinas? No.
No, but we're not living in the times of Socrates or St. Thomas Aquinas. We're living in the year 2006, and I think if you're going to have to, perform a function as important as teaching kids, then you ought to be certified.
Then you would say that basically you would agree that this idea of certification is a creation, an invention of the modern era.
Well, yeah, but there are a lot of things out there that are a creation and an invention of the modern era. The radio is an invention of the modern era. Are you going to tell me that we would be better off? Well, maybe we would be. Okay, poor example.
Jay, are you certified to do your job?
There's no certification needed for this job.
Uh-huh.
It's not a job requirement. However, I will tell you this. In the early years of radio, when I was in it, before what they call deregulation and the deregulating of rules, if you worked at certain radio stations that had what they called directional patterns, that is, they had one or more towers, you had to have, and if they didn't have the proper equipment, if they didn't pay for the upgrade, and many ownerships did not, because back in those days, radio was not owned by big corporations, you had to have what was called an FCC first-class license in order to work at these radio stations. And, yes, I had one. But I'm not in the same business you're in, and I'm just giving you a gut reaction from me that if you were teaching my kid, I'd want you to be certified.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. And again, that is up to you. But there are many parents out there who don't think that highly of certification as a requirement to teach. And I
what would they have against it?
Well, generally speaking, and this is of course the opinion of these parents, don't necessarily share it regarding certification. A lot of them think that the certification process basically dumbs down teaching, and that you're not recruiting the best people out of universities to teach your kids because they're actually not majoring in education or going through the education classes because they would rather study history or literature or mathematics.
Yeah, but, you know, if you want to be a teacher, then it's like wanting to do anything else. I mean, you got to go through the requirements of becoming one.
Yes, but how many teachers would be teachers are put off by saying, I've got to take 15 credits of education courses? No, this is not what I... Just so that I can get a piece of paper to say that I am qualified to teach?
Then don't teach if you don't want to put up with the requirements. Same thing as being a doctor or a dentist. If you don't want to be a doctor or a dentist, then don't go to medical school. Don't put up with the state boards. Don't put up with all of that. Same thing with being an attorney. Same thing, man.
Okay.
Exact
well,
same thing.
I don't think it's the same thing because... Doctors and lawyers go through specialized train, go through specialized training that takes years. It's not the same to teach. People have taught, and we have private school teachers who are not certified either.
Well, see,
are they less of teachers because they haven't taken these courses?
Yeah, I wouldn't trust them as much. My
well,
own personal opinion.
That's you. That's
all right,
Nate.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. It's 8:47, 13 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones at 303-713-7600. Here's Gina with traffic.
Well, good news for you. If you're north on I-25 headed through the bridges, that wreck we had in the center lane at the Emerson Street Bridge has been moved off on the right-hand shoulder. Traffic starting to move freely past it once again. Still dealing with crash cleanup. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at McCaslin. Give yourself a few extra minutes if you're headed there. Eastbound lanes, not bad at all into the metro area. Did have a two-car wreck, Santa Fe Drive at County Line Road. That's off on our surface streets. Elsewhere, just the normal delays now on I-70 cutting across town and 6th Avenue coming out of Lakewood. Weather today. Day, mostly cloudy, breezy, chance of scattered afternoon showers, 62, currently 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Let Freeway Ford give you the edge this winter with a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.99. That's right, while supplies last, get a...
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker. An experience your family will never forget.
Today we're talking about legal invisibility. It's what's invisible that counts, right? Do you believe that? Try this. Look at the driver to your right, to your left. Do they have a headache, big headache, small headache, or no headache? How can you tell? What difference does it make anyway? I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. When you've been injured, try to convince the insurance company about your injury. Try it when they tell you they can't even see it. At Bell & Pollock, we've handled injury insurance cases like these successfully for over 20 years. You need a professional on your side. At Bell & Pollock, your life and your claim is managed on a distinguished basis. Injuries destroy lives, change relationships, ruin families, and end careers. Your claim and your life makes all the difference in the world. If you've been injured, you have to protect yourself. You can do this. If you want experienced professionals on your side, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Endorsed by Tom Martino at troubleshooter.com.
Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Works completely. I know someone who lost 50 pounds using it.
Really?
I've tried it. I use it too. It's called Dex L10. Dex L10 banishes appetite, so you'll eat less without feeling hungry.
So you lose weight.
Exactly.
What about exercise?
No need to.
Yeah?
You just take Dex L10. You'll eat less and the weight comes off. Dex L10 is clinically proven.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And if you call them in the next 15 minutes, you can find out how to get a 30-day supply absolutely free.
All right, so... to find out how to get your free bottle of Dex L10, call in the next 15 minutes. Here's the number, 1-800-900-0340. 1-800-900-0340. Once more, 1-800-900-0340.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet,
Then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done $100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose.
It's 53 minutes past the hour there. Janis Joplin, which, by the way, there's a movie on Janis Joplin, a biopic that's getting ready to start shooting here very, very soon. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That song written by Chris Christopherson, one of my all-time favorite songwriters. High today in the 50s, chance of rain, then a winter storm watch for this evening. Could be 1 to 7 inches of snow. Overnight, let's get back on the phones. Open phones here at 303-713-7600. Stuart in Denver. Stuart, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
So what do they think? We're all stupid?
Well, who's we?
Everybody. You know, this Michael J. Fox, all the local news had the controversial commercial discussion. Did they have anybody on Parkinson's? No. Did they have anybody that knows Michael J. Fox? No. They just had Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, that figures, doesn't it?
It's crazy. And people, what do people walk away with that, you know? I mean, Michael J. Fox was so beloved that when he was on TV, the last few years he was on TV, which is the only way he could make money, by the way, you know, they shot around him. They made it look like he was okay. And that's the image everybody has. He was never a great actor. He's a person. You know, what people love is Michael J. Fox, or what they think he is.
Well, even if he weren't a great actor, I mean, whatever his situation is, he's a guy who's got Parkinson's disease. He's a guy who feels very strongly about stem cell research, as a lot of us do. And so he decides that what he's going to do, instead of sitting on his can, he's going to use his recognition to make a difference and to get out and spread the word and campaign for those candidates who believe that stem cell research is a good idea. And so he gets attacked and trashed by Rush Limbaugh. But I'll go back to what I said earlier about Limbaugh. If you had a member of your family, if it was your brother-in-law, if it was your brother, if it was your sister, if it was your cousin, and they had led the kind of life that Limbaugh has led, been married 3 times, gotten in trouble for OxyContin, turned around and had hearing difficulties as a result of that, would you trust any advice that person would give you?
No, and you would tell them that.
Yeah, I'd say, hey, man, I'm sorry, you know, you have trouble, and I'm not taking any stock tips from you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but you know, Michael was out there showing off his disease. I mean, making himself vulnerable to do this. Where's the character assassination for Nancy Reagan, who also thinks that stem cell research is a good thing?
Well, there's no character assassination for her because she's not out there putting it out on the line like Michael J. Fox is. That's one of the reasons.
Well,
It's sad. I mean, and look, if you want to debate stem cell research, then debate it on the merits of it or what you feel are the lack of merits. But don't get on the air and accuse a guy who's got Parkinson's disease of acting or being off his medication. And particularly when, what are you? You're a talk show host. You're not a doctor. You don't possess any unique medical knowledge about the disease. And sitting there saying that and then claiming, well, because listeners send you, I got a plethora of email, a plethora. You know, get the hell out of here with that. I mean, yeah. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And the people who listen to him don't see that and don't hear it and don't understand it and don't understand who this guy is.
But what's up with our local news? Where's the local news? What in the heck are they even talking about it? You know?
Well, I don't know because I have to profess to you that I don't see much of the local news.
I was trying to get the weather.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And saw it on every channel. I was disgusted because there was no side to it. It was just a promotion for Rush Limbaugh, and they said, "Oh, it's a controversial commercial."
It's one of those, you know, it's one of those kind of things where you can get away with all kinds of stuff in today's society, and
it's an issue-based commercial. Michael J. Fox says this candidate has voted against stem cell research on religious beliefs. He's continuously said that. This candidate says that we'll put federal money into it because it's something that we need to research. You know, and that's an issue. Isn't that what people want?
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? The guy's showing a degree of public activism, but he gets slapped down because...
Did they run the whole commercial? Did they run the audio for it? No, they just had you look. Is he acting, or is that really...
Listen, man, I agree. And the bottom line on this deal is, here's the bottom line. You know what? When it's people being active on our side, it's bad. When it's people being active on their side, it's totally and completely acceptable.
It's their faith.
Yep, you got it. Stuart, got to run, man. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
All right, open phones will continue. We'll talk to State Representative Morgan Carroll and another solid hour of conversation. Thanks for being here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
His music has a message. The U.S. versus John Lennon. Listen to the soundtrack on demand on AM760.net.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
The health effects. That's what concerns me.
Last night, Brian went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
There's a lot of information there, but for me it all came down to this. There is no safe cigarette.
Cigarette smoking causes lung cancer, heart disease, and emphysema. If you'd like more information on the health effects of smoking, as well as links for smokers who've decided to quit, find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
When it rains, all my friends go away. Mommy scared the sky.
What's going on in the mind of a child who's lived through a hurricane?
You can cry in your bed if you fall asleep.
A lot. Talk to them. Reassure them. We can help. Call 1-800-789-2647. Trained and caring people are ready to assist you. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan.
The events of the past month have been a serious concern to me.
President Bush on Iraq and the growing number of U.S. casualties, 93 deaths this month. He's holding a White House news conference right now. The president insists U.S. goals in Iraq have not changed, but the military is flexible.
On the military side, our commanders on the ground are constantly adjusting our tactics to stay ahead of our enemies.
Mr. Bush pledged to do what America's top general in Iraq needs to win. Yesterday, General George Casey said that might include the need for more troops. Today in Baghdad, outrage in a neighborhood where U.S. and Iraqi forces raided a militia stronghold. Iraq's prime minister said he wasn't consulted about the raid, and he vowed it won't be repeated. And he says he hasn't agreed on any timetable to end the violence. A watchdog group says it's stunned sensitive documents from the Los Alamos nuclear lab turned up at a suspected methamphetamine lab in New Mexico.
Seems like it's a new low to find that in a drug den they've got classified information is just really unbelievable.
Danielle Bryan with the Project on Government Oversight. White or black, people in the same Medicare plan should get the same kind of care, but a new study says that's not always true. Dr. John Ayanian did the study for the Harvard Medical School.
Well, we know that we have effective therapies, effective treatments for high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease. Now the challenge is to apply those therapies equally well for African Americans and white patients.
Another study finds more Americans are finding what they spend for health care cutting into what they can save for retirement. And what about the uninsured?
A growing number of Americans are without health insurance, more than 46 million of us now, who still need health care. So they show up in emergency rooms. In an effort to curb the super-escalating costs these uninsured patients are ringing up, some hospitals are offering their services free of charge. New York Times detailing successful programs that aim to treat chronic, costly conditions on an ongoing basis. It's a treatment program more than one clinic calls a Band-Aid. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
General Motors says its turnaround plan has shifted into overdrive. The troubled automaker posted a better-than-expected $115 million loss during the third quarter of this year. But Keith Crane of Automotive News Magazine says GM has to do more than just slash expenses.
General Motors still has to find the formula for building cars, not trucks and SUVs, that people want to buy in huge quantities for them to maintain and, in fact, became a profitable company on a much smaller share that they had just a few years ago.
It's expected New Jersey's Supreme Court will give the green light to same-sex marriages in the state later today. If it does, New Jersey would join Massachusetts as the only states in the nation allowing same-sex marriage. Checking Wall Street in the early going today, the Dow is down 31 points, and the NASDAQ is up 7. This is CBS News.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Ever wonder when buying a used car if you're just buying a used problem? Not if it's a Honda certified used car. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Plus now, get APR financing as low as 2.9% on all certified used Honda Odyssey and Pilot models. They're the next best thing to new. Problem solved.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Traffic stop in western Colorado ends with a state trooper shot. It happened near the town of Rifle just before 11:30 last night. The trooper was taken to Grand River Hospital in Rifle.
But no, they did have a flight for life on standby. The last information that I received is that he was in a stable condition and he was going into surgery.
Trooper Eric Wynn says the suspect fled the scene. The vehicle was found a short time later, a search underway south of town, the town of Silt. A Denver cop and firefighter both helped deliver a baby girl yesterday morning in the parking lot of Auraria campus. Dad, Andrew Minston, says he asked the female officer if she'd ever delivered a baby before.
And she said to me, she said, well, I grew up on a farm and I've delivered a lot of cows.
Eventually, Andrew and Joanne welcomed their third child, Hannah Brittany, into the world from their front seat of the Jeep. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, not too bad as we wrap up the commute. We do have a couple of minor problems. Brand new and northbound Santa Fe just south of Alameda. Dealing with a two-car collision eastbound 6th Avenue at Colorado. And on the interstate, eastbound I-70 was bogged down a bit right at Havana. We have a left lane stall.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
I could be wrong, I could be right. I could be black, I could be white. I could be right, I could be wrong. I could be white, I could be black.
9:06, 6 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hot day in the 50s with a chance of rain, then the storm watch, winter storm watch for tonight. maybe 1 to 7 inches tomorrow morning. AM 760 Progressive Talk. I got an amusing email from my conservative listener. His name is Rich. He said, I listened to George Bush's press conference this morning, and he had quite a few interesting things to say, and a great way of explaining what's going on in Iraq. I suppose you didn't broadcast it, did you, and that you only run little snippets of it. And I sent this guy an email back and said, well, I wouldn't care whether it was a Republican or a Democrat. We don't run presidential press conferences, but from what I can see from the press conference, it's just the same, always same old thing. With Bush saying things like, Maliki knows that militias do harm to Iraq. But, you know, what he's not telling you is Maliki's not in a position to do anything about the Mehdi army because he depends on them and this Muqtada el-Sadr to keep him in power. So he's not going to do anything to them because he can't do anything to them. And Maliki is the right man to achieve the goals. But is he really? All right, let's talk with State Representative Morgan Carroll, and we'll talk about this Military Relief Fund, which is a program that maybe many of you didn't realize existed. And Representative, good morning, and welcome to the program.
And good morning, Jay. Thank you.
How are things?
Things are doing pretty good over here.
Okay, good. That's good news. That's good to know. All right, talk about what happened during the 2005 legislative session. You introduced a bill, and it was signed by Governor Owens, that would allow people, especially those living here in this state, to help National Guard families meet the extra expenses that come up when mom or dad leave their regular employment to get deployed to Iraq. Explain how that works.
I'd be glad to explain how that works. I mean, I think for a little bit of background, I didn't realize, frankly, what kind of pay cut so many of our reservists and guard took, and this is a war being fought disproportionately with our reserve and our guard. So we have at least 40% of those folks who are typically taking a pay cut. With that, it hit personally for me in that legislative cycle. The whole reason for the bill was paralegal in my law office, in the middle of my campaign cycle, got deployed out of inactive Army reserves. His pay cut was something like 50%. And newlywed, two very small kids, and they basically were forced to sell their home for the financial duress caused by the deployment itself, and there was no help available, and so there was nothing we could do to basically prevent them losing their home. It really occurred to me, for all the talk with everybody putting on ribbons or stickers or saying they're doing whatever they're doing to help our troops and veterans, that if we're letting people lose their homes or not have access to, you know, basic food, health care, medical care, that maybe we're not really supporting what we need to be. So the Military Family Relief Fund was passed in Senate Bill 52, and it is now up and running. And I am trying to let folks know a little bit about the program and how to apply. Everybody's eligible. We wrote this to be eligible for all of the active, all those folks that are active in the Army, Marines, Navy, and Air Force, the reserves of the Army, Marines, Navy, and Air Force, and for the National Guard. The program is ready to go right now, and for folks who need help, there are a couple different ways that they can apply. The easiest way to download your application is by going to the website for the Department of Veteran and Military Affairs. And that website is dmva.state.co.us, or you can call the State Department of Veteran and Military Affairs at 720-250-1500. And this is not unique to my paralegal situation. There are thousands of Colorados facing the same predicament.
Okay, and now explain a little bit more about this. People who are in the services, they can apply for this?
That's right, and their families can. So for those who are basically ill-disposed right now because they're busy fighting for our country, family members and spouses are also. So this is eligible for those that have active deployment orders, regardless of which branch they're coming from, or for their family and spouses to apply on their behalf. And if you need help paying for rent, for mortgage, for food, for health care, for child care expenses, it's really, and it's designed for Colorado residents. This is coming from, we actually did a very good job in the state on raising money in the middle of a budget crisis for this. This is money made available due to the generosity of Coloradans' taxpayers through a tax checkoff, and it's also available through private contributions. So everybody who's serving, who is indeed experiencing any kind of financial hardship through any of the branches, should really think about checking with their point of contact for their branch at their base, and we've now done all the homework so that they will all be able to help walk people through the process. And that phone number, again, generally would be 720-250-1500. Also, this is really important. This fund is going to deplete. Right now we have just under $200,000, and that's going to help a lot of Colorado families. But if folks want to know what they can do to help make more money available for the Military Family Relief Fund, there's really two ways. Year-round, you can write a check in any amount to the state treasurer, make it out to the Military Family Relief Fund, and you make that out to the treasurer and you send it to the capital, which is Denver 80203. It's tax deductible. Or when you get time to do your taxes again for this year, for 2006 taxes, you will notice a tax checkoff item for the Colorado Military Family Relief Fund. And again, you can contribute in any amount there, and it is tax deductible.
Or we can do both, right?
And you can do both, yes.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So you can check it off on your taxes, or if you want to, you can send a direct donation.
Yes, and anything helps. We got to almost $200,000. A lot of it was going to be $5 contributions, $10 contributions. Some folks did $100. You can do $1,000. But truly anything helps there, and that's how we got as much available as we do right now to finally start putting our money where our mouth is a little bit and actually supporting our troops instead of just talking about it.
Yeah, it's an excellent idea, and I urge everybody to get involved and donate a little or as much as you can, or check it off on your state income tax. Either way, you're helping somebody who's helping you.
Exactly.
Well, it sounds like a good plan and a great bill.
It's really exciting for me as a new legislator to be able to see something this tangible that's going to directly benefit people who need it and deserve it. It's very rewarding.
All right. Thank you, Representative Carroll. Appreciate you coming on the show. Thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. All right, there you go. So you check it off on your income tax, or you can send a donation to the state treasurer, and you write on your check there, Military Relief Fund. 303-713-7600. You want to take a call here? Well, we'll take a break and then we'll take calls. It's open phones. Anything you want?
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul,
I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
9313. Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 918, 18 minutes after 9. High today in the 50s. Chance of rain and then a winter storm watch in the evening hours. Chance of 1 to 7 inches snow. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 919. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, it's fine with me. And let's go to Tony in Littleton. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. Just one quick point. In this discussion about Michael J. Fox being featured in that ad and then the criticism from Rush Limbaugh and then again this morning from Sean Hannity on Good Morning America, I'm curious as to why there hasn't been any discussion about Michael J. Fox if he was off of his medication for Parkinson's when that ad was filmed, why he's not representing the face of those Americans who have Parkinson's disease but don't have health insurance and so can't afford any medication.
Because I don't think that's part of the discussion. I don't think it's part of the way they want the discussion to go. I think the way they want the discussion to go is that he... I didn't hear what Hannity had to say, but, I mean, Limbaugh was inferring that he was faking and that he was, being overly dramatic and blah, blah, blah. And basically what they were doing is they're attacking him because they basically don't like his message. I don't know. What did Hannity have to say?
Well, Hannity was defending Limbaugh, and Hannity was referring to excerpts from Michael J. Fox's books where Michael J. Fox apparently indicated that at some point during his life he had gone off of medication for Parkinson's disease, and so Hannity was then turning it around as speculation that perhaps he wasn't on his medication when the ad was filmed. But there has been no questioning then of people who are attacking Michael J. Fox for saying, you know, there are people who can't afford to have medication for Parkinson's disease, and this is how their body acts, and you know, it's not a pretty sight. So what is the stance from politicians who do oppose stem cell research? What are they telling people who can't afford insurance to control the body tremors?
Well, Hannity and Limbaugh's constituents, which are the big pharma, big pharmaceuticals, they're not interested in whether people have insurance or not. They don't care one way or the other.
No.
So that's what Hannity and Limbaugh have no plan to give anybody any health insurance. That's number one. And then number two, see, I would have just turned around and said to Sean Hannity, look, does Michael J. Fox have a diagnosed case of Parkinson's disease?
Mm-hmm.
And he would have to say yes. I would say, all right, if he believes that stem cell research could provide an answer to his affliction and to people who have the same affliction, what's wrong with him getting out and supporting candidates that support his point of view, or is it only okay for big corporations and big moneyed people like Richard Mellon Scaife and the rest of them, Rupert Murdoch, is it okay only for them to do it? I mean, what are you saying here? In other words, if you don't want Michael J. Fox in the process, then maybe we should cut out all these other people as well.
Well, I think it's very obvious that they don't want any messaging then that can show the awkwardness or the discomfort of situations or illnesses that challenge their political positions.
That's it. I mean, they're just beating up on him because that's a very, very tight race in Missouri, and they're trying to help out their candidate. They're trying to help out their candidate, and they're being, in my opinion, they're both of them are just being disingenuous. And I go back to what I said about Limbaugh. I don't understand how anybody can follow anything he says anyway, because if, as I said before, I mean, the test is, if you were a member of your family and had lived and had led the kind of life that Rush Limbaugh has led, would you trust him to give you any advice about anything?
Oh, absolutely not, and I think your point is spot on about that. But I just wanted to bring that up this morning, and I also wanted to thank you for giving time to Morgan Carroll to let us know about a very important fund. So thank you very much.
You got it, Tony. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Nick in Denver. Nick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Okay.
Right on. I wanted to talk about freedom a little bit, just because, I mean, this word seemingly is, like, perpetually used by politicians and other people in our society, and yet I've never really seen an accurate, all-inclusive definition of it, so I was wondering if I could maybe submit one to you, and then maybe we have a little discussion on it.
Sure.
Right on. So I've been thinking about it in two respects, and I've been thinking about, like, pure absolute freedom to get a bound, like a bedrock understanding of it. And if it was pure freedom just as an individual, then I have the freedom to do whatever I want. But, you know, we can't do that simply because of the fact that, you know, doing whatever you want would also include, like, murder, rape, and pillaging, and all these other nasty things. And I think that's kind of where, like, a government comes in, you know. A government is supposed to be the mediator between people. And so taking that idea, I was thinking that, you know, freedom is the ability to do what you want to do while allowing others to do the same. And it just seems really amusing to me that this Bush administration and so many right-wing people use that as almost a platform, this idea of freedom, and then they turn around and they're like, well, no, you don't, your choices that you want to do, like in terms of gay marriage, your the actions that you want to pursue don't agree with my religion, so I'm going to make it to where you can't do that. And I don't understand that.
Well, I've never understood it. I've never understood why it is that there are people out there who believe that their beliefs have to be everybody else's beliefs and that they have a right to take their religious beliefs and, you know, influence the country and and fool with the mechanisms of law, I don't get it at all. I mean, if you don't care for gay people, if you think, you know, or look, first of all, number one, you don't like gay people, don't hang around with them. Number two, you don't like gay people getting married, then don't marry somebody of your own sex. I mean,
yeah.
You know, because What difference does it make? I mean, how do you? What difference does it make on the quality of life? And this idea that gay marriage or gay partnerships threatens the institution of marriage is ridiculous. If you want to worry about the institution of marriage, why don't you take on the things that really threaten the institution of marriage, which are provable by facts, which are divorce, domestic violence, financial insecurity, substance abuse.
Absolutely.
I mean, that'd be a good place to start.
Well, certainly. And at the same time, though, it seems to me that, you know, this argument against gay marriage being as threatening the institution of marriage, well, if the institution of marriage was founded, and I've had this argument put against me before, the institution of marriage is, you know, a strictly religious Catholic Christian creation, then it would seem to me that if they didn't like it, then their churches shouldn't sanction marrying people, yet we have made the institution of marriage a part of governmental function.
Well, there's also common law marriage.
True. there's that as well.
I mean, this whole the whole debate is ridiculous. The whole debate is ridiculous. And then what they'll do is they'll drag in kids. Well, it's harming to kids. Well, all right, show me that it's harming to kids, because I can show you plenty of heterosexual marriages where kids have come out totally and completely damaged.
Yeah, totally.
So
I think it's quality of the people that raise the child, not necessarily what their orientation is or how they're doing it. I mean,
right.
You could have two people who are roommates raising a child, and I think they could do probably an outstanding job if they were the right people for the job.
I agree 100%, man. I think it's just a total waste of time. Nick, thanks.
All right, thank you, man. Have a good one.
Okay, take care. Let's go to Davis on a cell phone. Davis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Hey, getting back to the Michael J. Fox debate, the whole stem cell issue from the left, the way you guys approach it, is completely disingenuous and a false debate. Jim Talent or any other Republican, none of them have banned stem cell research. They just don't agree in federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. That's it. That's the truth of it. But you guys don't shape it that way. You basically...
I never said anything about the subject of stem cell research. I never said anything in regards to the funding of it or the legality or illegality of it. I only talked about the fact that here you've got a guy who's got Parkinson's disease who feels that he wants to speak out about this, and so what ends up happening is he gets ends up getting trashed by a guy who, number one, if you live in glass houses, you shouldn't throw stones, and number two, what's wrong with him getting out and saying what he thinks and what he feels?
Well, but his argument is false.
Well, it doesn't make any difference whether his argument... It doesn't make any difference.
He implies in that ad that if it weren't for Jim Talent, he wouldn't have these, ticks, these idiosyncrasies in his behavior.
You know, I saw the ad and I didn't hear that. Did you see the ad?
Yes.
All right, where in the ad does he say that if it weren't for Jim Talent, he wouldn't have these problems?
He doesn't use Jim Talent's name. He uses Claire McCaskill's name as if...
No, he does use Jim Talent's name. Obviously, you didn't listen to it or didn't watch it.
Jay, his
don't Jay me. I ask you a question. I'm not trying to get irritable, but he does bring up Jim Talent's name, and you're telling me he doesn't bring up Jim Talent's name.
I can see that you're correct.
Okay, thank you.
The inference in the ad is, if it wasn't for this terrible Republican, I wouldn't have this problem. That's the inference in the ad, and that's a false premise.
Well, I'm sorry, but my inference from the ad and the message I got from the ad was that he believes in federal funding for stem cell research.
Never even brought up federal.
And the Jim Talent does not, and so therefore he's backing Claire McCaskill. I don't get anywhere in there where he says that Jim Talent is responsible for anything.
I'm accusing you of being wrong now, because he never brings up federal funding, and that's the glaring portion that ad leaves out. It implies that Jim Talent is against any stem cell research, and that's just false.
No, he doesn't say that. He says he voted against it. Now, did he or didn't he?
He voted against federal funding.
Okay, then he voted against federal funding. That's all he's... But he's not saying in any way, shape, or form, he's not saying that, which is what you start out the conversation by saying, that he's inferring that the problems he has is because of Jim Talent. He never says that in the ad.
Implies that Jim
he does not imply it.
He implies that Jim Talent is against stem cell research, and that's false.
Well, once again, now you're like George Bush going into Iraq. First it's WMDs, now it's something else. The fact is, what you said in the beginning of the conversation was that he was implying that he has the situation he has because of Jim Talent and people like Jim Talent, and that's what you got out of the ad, and I'm saying to you
that's the purpose of the ad. It's a campaign ad, Jay.
Well, once again, you know what? Slow down. Once again, I watched the ad. That's not what I got out of it.
Democrat, of course not.
Oh, I'm a Democrat, of course not. You don't think that doesn't cut the other way with you, Davis?
You're in favor of that ad because you would vote for Claire McCaskill if you lived in Missouri.
Well, wait a minute, but you'd probably vote for Jim Talent if you lived in Missouri.
I absolutely would.
All right, so why don't you credit yourself with that bias? Instead of trying to use that as a defense against me.
You suppose that McCaskill's ad, it is a McCaskill ad, correct?
Yes, it is.
So vote for a McCaskill ad. Well, of course, then that's the bias of the ad. and I'm not disputing that, and McCaskill has every right to run that sort of ad, but the debate is false. The premise is false.
You know what? You can say that the premise is false all you want. The central controversy about the ad, which you are not going to attempt here now to try to change the light and to try to move it away, is the fact that Rush Limbaugh, and I've got the audio cut, and I'll play it again if I have to.
I probably have heard it, Jeff.
That he attacked Michael J. Fox, and this is a man who has no business attacking anybody. And on top of that, I'll ask you the same question I've asked before. If you had a brother-in-law, if you had a brother, if you had any member of your family that had a background like Rush Limbaugh, would you take advice from them?
On this matter, yes, I would.
No, I'm talking any matter.
Make Limbaugh an evil person because he's been divorced?
Is that his only problem, Davis?
What other problem does he have?
You don't know of anything else that Rush Limbaugh has ever been involved in?
No.
Well, then you know what? Use a search machine. It's called Google. Figure it out. Thanks for the call. 9:32, let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay, well, all of our earlier problems are gone, with the exception of northbound Santa Fe, south of Alameda, a little fender bender there. I-25 wide open now through the Tech Center. We look great on 225 in Aurora, C-470 and I-70 checking free of any wrecks or stalls. Weather today, looking for mostly cloudy skies, going to be breezy, chance of scattered showers in the afternoon, high of 62. Tonight, a winter storm watch, snow and windy, possibly one.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
.net and cast your vote for who should move on to the national finals. Voting ends Thursday, 5 p.m. Jay Marvin will announce the winner Friday morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a top job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch, it's valuable instruction, where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the stock investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. All I ask is that you pay the shipping and handling. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, get ready to write down this phone number.
Call 1-800-894-6433. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-894-6433. That's 1-800-894-6433.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. morning, 9:36. It's 36 minutes past the hour. High today in the 50s and a chance of some rain. And then tonight, a winter storm watch. Could get 1 to 7 inches tomorrow. By the way, just for the record, I do federal. I do favor federal spending for stem cell research. But I want to play this again if Davis is still out there, just to make sure, Davis, that you did hear this. And for those of you who might have missed this, this is Rush Limbaugh talking about Michael J. Fox.
I must share this. I have gotten a plethora of emails from people saying Michael J. Fox has admitted in interviews that he goes off his medication for Parkinson's disease when he appears before Congress or other groups as a means of illustrating the ravages of the disease. So lest there be any misunderstanding, we talked about a half hour ago of the commercial that's running for Claire McCaskill featuring Michael J. Fox, and now what appears to be when he's off his meds. And I'd never seen him this way. I stated when I saw the ad was commenting to you about it that he's either off his medication or acting. He is an actor, after all. Started hearing from people that, oh no, I've seen him on TV this way. This is how the disease has affected him when he's not on his medications. Then the email started coming in. He's admitted not to taking them in certain circumstances so as to illustrate how the disease affects people. All of which I understand, and I'm not even critical of that. Parkinson's disease is hideous. Let me just stress once again in what I said in closing this out that I think this is exploitative in a way that it's unbecoming either Claire McCaskill or Michael J. Fox.
All right, there's Rush Limbaugh. And by the way, Davis, Google OxyContin, and then you'll find out about more about Mr. Limbaugh. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Michael,
hello,
you there?
Yeah, Jay, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Jay, I wanted to change the subject a little bit. I think Rush might have been off his meds when he was making that comment, but then he's always capable of doing that. And I can't believe that Davis was acting like he didn't know Rush had a drug problem and lost his hearing from it. But we went to can you hear me, Jay?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, we went to the Angie Musgrave debate last night.
Don't you usually call up? Don't you usually call up here using another name?
No, actually, you just announced me as this, and I don't know how I got to the head. This is Kevin. Hello, Jay.
Yeah, okay. I'm just making sure you didn't. Did he tell you he was Michael?
No, I. Matter of fact, the screener never even talked to me. She just put me on hold, and here I am. Anyway, going back to Musgrave's debate with the Angie, I think it was hands down Angie won, and they had a very, very small Musgrave contingency there. The Angie Piccioni group was loud, very supportive, and Angie went running away with the debate. I don't think we're going to see any other debates by Musgrave. She just didn't have anything to say. And Angie had the reminder of the lies that she's been playing about her on the radio. So it was a very good showing by Angie and great support by the crowd. I think Angie's going to win this. I think it's going to be a close race, but Angie's going to pull ahead and give us another D in the corner of what we need to straighten this country out and get investigations going and move this country in the right direction.
How many people were there last night?
There was over 1,000 people, Jay, and it was a small high school in Windsor, Colorado, which is just a little bit to the east of Fort Collins here. And it was packed, standing room only.
Yeah, the Rocky Mountain News this morning was portraying that there was no knockout punches thrown into them, that there was no basic winner.
Oh, that they must not have attended it because that's not the impression that I got from the crowd. That's not the impression that I got from the applause. As a matter of fact, the moderator, who is an ex-CSU professor, had to stop the crowd once because the
one of Angie's answers was it was just fabulous that we couldn't help ourselves. And then we regained our composure and quieted it down. But she won hands down. There's just no two ways about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's much smarter than Marilyn.
Well, that was illustrated in a great fashion yesterday, I can tell you that. Marilyn, matter of fact, another special guest was there, the lady that was diagnosed by Marilyn as she was recovering, the lady in Florida. Her name escapes me right now.
Are you talking about Terry Schiavo?
Yes, Michael Schiavo was there last night. And I talked to him after the event, a very kind man, and I talked to him after the event and asked him what he thought of Marilyn. He says that he was ashamed for her because he went up to her after the event and wanted to speak to her a little bit since she was so involved in his life. And she got surrounded by her little handlers and rushed off the stage and wouldn't even shake his hand, talk to him or anything. And he just wanted just to... small little back and forth talk with her, and doesn't that seem funny for someone that was that much involved in his wife and in his life that wouldn't even talk to him, wouldn't even exchange a little message to him, nothing. I mean, he said I couldn't believe how rude she was. She wouldn't talk to me, say hi, anything. And
maybe she's embarrassed by her conduct.
Well, that's it looked like that from his standpoint, and that's the way he took it. He was, pretty upset that he had traveled this far distance to speak with her, and she couldn't even give him a minute or two. But then she didn't stay around and shake hands with any of her supporters. She got hurried off the stage and left in kind of a rush anyway. It was pretty amazing. She didn't shake hands with Angie. There was no greetings or anything afterwards, so I was kind of disappointed in her behavior, because she, you know, she does represent us. She's paid for by the taxpayer, and she had to remind us that she's trying to save us tax money all the time and cutting taxes, and that's basically, she was pretty much the course type of person, and it was so limited in her answers. I mean, everything is just like a little scripted. I've cut taxes for you, to help the people. And then she went into the scare tactic of her main platform is security. And I can't see that where the families in this country are being secure. As a matter of fact, most of the people I know, they feel like the middle class is being attacked. So, and
who,
Angie,
who was asking the questions?
There was a moderator. He was a retired CSU professor from political science, and he moderated the event. Eric Idness was the other. He's the Reform Party candidate, and he gouged Musgrave pretty good on quite a few things. Matter of fact, not only Pacioni was being attacked with Musgrave's ads, but I guess she had ran some ads, or someone had, attacking Eric, and he replied back that he felt that was outrageous to be attacking him. But it was a fantastic showing, and I can't believe that they didn't report that Angie was hands down winner, because I from the crowd's reaction, it definitely was that way.
Well, I certainly hope that it's going to be close. I definitely hope that it's going to be close, man. I definitely hope that Angie can pull it out. I know now she's running behind. People need to help her out. They need to go to her website. They need to give her a little campaign kick. They need to volunteer. They need to get out there and get involved, because Marilyn Manson Musgrave is a terrible, terrible congresswoman. And anybody who doubts that, go get the current issue of Rolling Stone, in which she's featured in there.
Well, we're having another fundraiser for tonight at the New Belgium Brewery. Anyone in this area that wants to come see Angie and ask her any questions, she will be available tonight from 5 to 7:30 at New Belgium Brewing. And I invite all of Angie's supporters and anyone that would like to ask her questions that's unsure of their vote to come out and see her tonight at New Belgium Brewing. Almost everyone in this area knows where that's at. They're a green company, and they're very supportive of the community, and I'd like them to come out and see her, because she's a fabulous candidate. And she's willing to talk to anyone, even people that disagree with her, unlike Marilyn Manson, Musgrave.
Yep, I agree. She's good people. All right, Kev, I got to run. Got to take a break, man. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Jay. Take care.
Take care, Kev. It's 9:46, 14 away from 10, AM 760, Progressive Talk. The show available on podcast at am760.net. We thank you for being here. Let's get a look at traffic now with Gina.
Jay, we have good news on the drive right now. Wide open on I-25 across downtown. Good speeds through the bridges in and out of the tech center. Seeing a great drive on 225 across Aurora. No crowding at all on I-70 on either side of the city. Even across that elevated portion, we're looking pretty good. Good speeds on 270 on that Commerce City drive. No worries on 6th Avenue or on 470 as you make your way across Highlands Ranch, but still seeing some slowing once again right around Wadsworth. May cost you a few minutes through there. Weather forecast, partly cloudy, and then some showers arriving later this afternoon. A high of 60, then the show begins tonight. Rain and snow early, then all snow overnight. 48 inches expected, low of 27. Snow likely before noon tomorrow. Rather windy, too. A high of only 40, then upper 50s with sunshine on Friday. Right now it's 48 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay, we have good news on the drive right now. Wide open on I-25 across downtown. Good speeds through the bridges and out of the tech center. Seeing a great drive on 225 across Aurora. No crowding at all on I-70 on either side of the city. Even across that elevated portion, we're looking pretty good. Good speeds on 270 on that Commerce City drive. No worries on 6th Avenue or on 470 as you make your way across Highlands Ranch, but still seeing some slowing once again right around Wadsworth. May cost you a few minutes through there. Weather forecast, partly cloudy, and then some showers arriving later this afternoon. A high of 60, then the show begins tonight. Rain and snow early, then all snow overnight. 48 inches expected, low of 27. Snow likely before noon tomorrow. Rather windy, too. A high of only 40, then upper 50s with sunshine on Friday. Right now it's 48 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It'll be rail new, rail fast, and rail easy. The new Southeast Bus and Light Rail system opens in November. Visit Southeast Light.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's PC-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Ever heard that old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Guess what? That's not true when you're injured. That's not true when you're trying to deal with insurance companies by yourself. It's not true when you sign releases or sign HIPAA medical authorization forms. It's not true when you're dealing with sophisticated, highly trained insurance adjusters. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Sometimes what you don't know will hurt you, and sometimes what you do know will help you, legally, forever. When you're against the big insurance companies, you need experienced professionals on your side. At Bell & Pollock, we've helped injured people just like you for over 20 years. Injuries can destroy lives, families, and careers. Don't go it alone. We're personal injury lawyers with the right experience for you. Call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
Now, with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll give you a free video demonstration so you can see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call now for your free video demonstration to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-2909. That's 1-800-900-2909. 1-800-900-2909.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 951. It's 51 minutes past the hour. High today in the 50s. Chance of some rain. Then tonight, Winter Storm Watch could get 1 to 7 inches of snow. Should be interesting getting to work tomorrow morning. All right, it's open phones, and let's go to Audrey in Roxborough. Audrey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Nice to talk with you. Thank you for letting me on the air. I'm actually calling to let everyone know that Tom Tancredo and Bill Winter have pre-recorded a debate that will be shown on Channel 12 at 8 o'clock this evening.
That's right.
And I wanted to be sure everyone knew that.
Yep, I won't be up to see it, but I'm definitely going to TiVo it. And I saw Tom Tancredo yesterday.
Did you?
I saw him in a restaurant. Number one, he did not go up and ask any of the whether any of the people who were working behind the counter cooking were legal or illegal. And number two, he had no trouble eating their food. And I wanted to walk up to him and say, Congressman, why aren't you out getting people deported?
Yeah, did any of them look like maybe they were illegal?
Yes, they look Hispanic, so in Tancredo's eyes, I'm sure that he probably suspected they were illegal.
I guess that's called a double standard.
Yes, definitely. He is the worst.
My belief is if people can see Bill Winter, they will definitely vote for him. I'm sure you've met him. I've met him.
Oh, yeah, hundreds of
and
times.
He's an honorable man, and it's about time we had some of that.
I agree 100%.
So thanks for the time.
Sure, you bet.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye. Jeff, Summit County, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I just got to say that Davis, that was his name, the caller.
Right.
This guy is one a hypocritical idiot. The reason I say hypocritical is because it's not just his tax dollars going towards federal spending. And that's the way these people look at it, that they're the only ones paying into their taxes. There's governing is compromising and trying to reach all of the people that are out here in the United States, not just Davis. And by doing so, federal spending, I'm sure there's plenty of people that pay taxes that have Parkinson's that have paid in probably millions of dollars. And basically the federal spending is not being representative to them. And that's the bias of what Davis brings to the table.
Well, you could tell in the very beginning that he was going to be difficult because he started out the conversation not by saying, for instance, what Michael Fox did was right or what he did was wrong or do you believe in federal funding for stem cell research or are you against federal funding for stem cell research? He didn't start out with any of that. He started out with the way you people on the left. And that's an immediate signal that you're headed for a collision and that you're not going to, I mean, you can't get them to, there's just no way to get through. I wasn't going to allow him to move the discussion off. The discussion is not about whether we should federally fund stem cell research or not. If we want to have that discussion, we can. The idea is somebody with Limbaugh's lifestyle record criticizing a guy who's got Parkinson's disease, who's doing what every American should do, which is stepping forward and using the resources available to him and getting involved, and the idea of coming after him.
Well, Limbaugh is a hypocrite.
Yeah,
that's all Limbaugh,
you know.
That's all Limbaugh does is take excerpts of what people say, and he takes them out of context and tries to twist them around. That's all Limbaugh does. He's just a mouthpiece that takes these excerpts. He's a hack. And not only that, he's a hypocrite because he's a drug addict that was out there for years. Oh, well, drug addicts should be sent right to jail. Well, that's where he should be, if that's what his belief is.
Well, he bought his way out of it. And the thing is, and when I asked Davis about that, I don't have any, David, what are you talking about? And that's why I said, okay, man, then just go Google it.
And there again, he knows. Davis, you're out there. You know that, that Rush Limbaugh has a drug problem, that he has, what, how many divorces?
Three.
These are the kind of people that they put up on a pedestal, these religious right-wing nut jobs, put Rush Limbaugh, of all people, on a pedestal. And he's the biggest hypocrite. He's the biggest liar. And these people need to wake up and smell the coffee because his time is coming to an end.
Well, they just don't bother to sit and think about this, about would you take advice from somebody who has lived that kind of a life. I'm not saying that you can't live a bad life and then turn your life around and start living a good life, but he's a guy who passes moral judgments on other people, and then he himself, you know, he has no family values, obviously, and he's a guy who, you're right, makes hypocritical statements about how drug dealers and, or, you know, he didn't say drug dealers, drug users should be jailed, and then, of course, look what happens to him,
And they're okay with that.
Yeah,
the right
wing they just accept it. They just accept it.
They're hypocrites.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. You got it. All right, Jeff. Thanks, man.
Hey, take care, Jake.
All right.
Thank you.
And I'm not saying, and I don't think Jeff's saying, we're not saying that all conservatives fit that bill, because they all don't. Not everybody fits into that bill. You can't make broad brush statements. But I do have trouble with a guy with a background like Limbaugh talking about morals and about other people, and particularly attacking a guy like Michael J. Fox, who's got Parkinson's disease. There, man, you know, there are no standards. There are just no standards, and it's sad. All right. Good luck getting to work tomorrow morning with the snow, and stay warm and dry today. Talk to you tomorrow if I can get here at 6 a.m.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.